Yep, we're on.
Cool beans.
With episode 7 of Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, it's already been 7?
Lucky number 7.
Yeah, it's only taken 8 years. I'm pretty sure it's been eternity.
How many eternities do you think it's been?
Roughly 3 months.
Didn't we play last week?
So 0 eternities?
Yeah, we did play last week.
So, it's been 7 days.
So that's disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
I'm disgusted by this number of days. Make it a different one.
Okay, so next week. You want me to cancel the game and
let's do this
go
tomorrow.
Play Overwatch?
Ooh, Overwatch.
I'll just go back to getting wrecked by crabs in Dark Souls.
I'll help you get wrecked by crabs in Dark Souls.
No. I will not have it on my head that you're going to play Dark Souls. So right, better continue the session. I can't carry that on my conscience.
Yeah, I feel like Dota 2 is a fate worse than Dark Souls.
This MMR is 800.
Someone want to tell me what happened last time?
Not this guy. I did it the last 2 times. And not very well either.
I didn't have time to re-listen to remind myself. I know that we got into it. I know we got into a big fight.
I mean, we went.
Yeah, there was
some harpies happened.
Georgie,
I'm not harpies.
The undying guy was stalling for time for allies to show up, and it was corrupted / fallen Valkyries. We're not 100% sure which one came fought. Sasa ran off with slowly regenerating undying guy. I can't remember his actual name, so I'm just gonna call him Undying Guy.
Or in the Deathless.
And had a conversation with him, tried to hide him, and Hild came back and eventually found him. Some more torture of him went on, and then eventually he got the group on board to try to kill the frost giants instead of having him kill the gods.
Mm. Nice compromise, if you ask me.
I stabbed Avon in the hand up to the hilt.
That was hilarious.
You did do that. And something important happened to Gilinderson.
Something about the green magics?
I let the orb into my mind so I wouldn't die.
I thought you just went and became awesome for a few moments.
No, it was all me. Natural talent. All me. I like natural 20s in this game that doesn't use a d20 system.
All right, Georgie, take an XP.
Woot woot.
Hey.
Hooray.
I need a pencil. Where are all my pencils?
Oh, and we mentioned the bit where we all just argued for a lot, right?
Yeah, it turns out that's very easy to summarize.
Yeah, because we didn't actually do anything. Yeah. And we, for some odd reason, lost every little bit of conviction we had.
Well, no.
This guy opens his mouth. We murdered my fucking Jarl for only associating with this guy. And now this guy's like, oh, I'm not that bad. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, damn.
In everyone else's defense, I wasn't on the Jarl's side.
Also, in everyone else's defense,
damn.
He claimed to not know about the child slavery thing, which was the big problem that we had. And then we also managed to convince him not to kill the gods and instead redirect his anger and hate and violence towards my and my gods' stated enemies.
All right, so I just want to say, my trust of this guy actually is coming with a catch. If it turns out he did know about the child labor, then it's into an iron block his head goes.
I don't know. I mean, he does want to kill all the ice giants, so...
You are absolutely more than welcome to hold your opinion.
Hey, this guy, undying guy, he's on the up and up.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
so much that you remember his name ever, but
Orid.
Yeah,
for or sure. I'm the only guy on the up and up.
I'm killed. Guy.
Oh, right. You stabbed me through the hand.
But I killed the harpy that was attacking.
Oh, yes.
They're not harpies.
Undead.
They're not Valkyries. Undead.
They're not undead either. Valkyries that are either fallen or corrupted.
According to them, they're not even corrupted.
Yeah, they just got fucked by the long dick of the law.
We're trusting Orin, so I guess we should just trust anything that comes out of anyone's mouth now.
Oh, this shit here. This is going to get us in lots of trouble.
I mean, you trusted me.
I don't trust you as far as I can throw you, but you're useful.
Good, and you can't throw me far either, because you're
exactly.
A dwarf.
Exactly! That's the point!
No.
Oh, and I'm shaky.
Yeah, you are. You're welcome for that one.
Son of a bitch. So we made it off the mountain.
Yeah. You guys just let Orin go. So
we didn't let him go. I thought we were keeping him with us.
Yeah, we let him regenerate. I thought that we were letting keeping him around so we could follow him and be like, okay. So point us at the.
I thought we were just letting him go.
You guys specifically
let him regenerate, and then he started going back up to his cave.
Okay, we need to cut him down again. Then we can bring him to the lake / place of power. Then I can perform a ritual that will keep him at the bottom of that lake forever and ever.
Can you do that?
Sure, yes. I can do rituals.
Can you remember that you can do rituals?
I apparently have. Oh, that's right. We need to level.
Well, I've leveled.
We're
going to
do that.
Yeah, I leveled at the end of last session.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, but you got to take the time, though, right?
Yeah, we haven't spent some downtime doing it. And what I was saying was that he was retreating back to his cave, and you guys had nothing particularly pressing. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also forgotten in the recap, you guys got a magic skull.
Without a jawbone.
Oh,
I don't have that anymore. I threw it down on the ground. So we're doing the leveling thing. While we're doing that, can I look for poison ingredients in Brutal Poison?
Maybe. I have no idea how your poison works.
Like, I guess
whenever you have time to gather materials and a safe place to brew, you can make 3 uses of the poison you choose for free.
Can we stop Orin the Deathless first before we make any poisons?
I mean,
why do you want to stop
him?
Done with my why are we stopping him?
I guess I'll head.
Because why are we letting him go?
Yeah, I thought he was
going
to...
Why wouldn't we let him go?
He's our buddy now, right?
For a while.
Yeah, he's a member of the team. We're going to drag him over to the mines and make sure that he knows about the... he didn't know about the children.
That's like a long
really
way away.
Did you check that Fartlinger didn't know about the children before murdering him?
Hey, I didn't murder him.
How about you, Valkyrie? Did you check that Jarl Fartlinger didn't know about the children before murdering him? Yet for some odd reason, this guy... He gets a free pass. He's a smooth talker. You like him?
I didn't murder him because he knew about child labor. I murdered him because he badmouthed my god.
Yeah, this guy at least
has a fair point.
You murder people for just saying something bad about the gods?
It's kind of in the job description.
What is wrong with you?
Hasn't been saying bad things about your god?
They're just words!
Orin the Deathless have been saying bad things about all gods, and yet that gets a free pass.
Yeah, because we talked him out of it. He's not saying those things anymore.
We
didn't try to talk Jarl fucking Schwartlinger out of it.
I wasn't for that.
We murdered him instead!
Okay, stop saying we!
Yeah, I think
I wasn't there for that.
You're using the word we over and over and over and over
again. I know, I wasn't part of it.
I only murdered an owl.
I just hated that one guy who was an ass.
But he's not an ass anymore, and that's the important bit.
Yeah, he's dead.
Mjolnir is dead too.
Mjolnir is not dead. Mjolnir can't die.
Mjolnir is very dead. Mjolnir is extremely dead.
Yeah, Mjolnir is quite dead.
Oh, Mjolnir. Orin, sorry.
Orin,
I thought you said Mjolnir.
Over there walking away.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, Mjolnir is not dead. Mjolnir
but
is a hammer.
I can still hear you.
I think you're a terrible person. And I think people are terrible people as well.
In fairness to
them,
they did attempt to kill me over and over and over again.
Yeah,
we are sorry about
that.
Or I am.
I'm not.
What?
If it were up to me,
you're not sorry for torturing someone?
If
it were up to me, I'd have inserted blades in every one of your joints so that every time you tried to move a limb, it would cut your tendons. Then you'd be able to regenerate, try to move it again, and it'd get cut again.
Okay, I think we all need to come to some sort of agreement here before we move on, because we're all just yelling at each other and nothing is getting done.
I agree with that.
Thank you, Avon. You seem very reasonable now.
Yep, and number one is okay, he comes with us, and I point to Orin.
Why does he have to come with us?
Because he knows where to go to kill these Jotuns that he wants to help us kill.
Because why
That's
do we just
tell us?
Why do we suddenly trust him?
I want to continue talking here because it seems like the one thing that will satisfy everybody. See, Jalindistid here does not trust him, so keeping him with us means that Jalindistid can keep an eye on him. Sasa doesn't want to see him get hurt. Keeping him nearby means that she can protect him. Bjorn wants to see where...
I can't take on all of you, so if you guys decide to torture him again, I can't stop it.
Okay, so the obvious answer here is we just don't torture him. I can't believe it's that's actually difficult.
I can perform
apparently it was.
Him.
You were torturing him all friggin' day.
Okay,
no one raises a hand.
You were standing there and not. No, you know what? I'm yelling at you and I don't want to do that. What I'm trying to do is mediate this situation. Now, he comes with us because he also knows things about Substan, things about the mines, things about the business that he's been doing. There's no reason to let him walk back up the mountain, but there's also no reason to keep continuously cutting him to pieces. He comes with us.
Bjorn's hand remains raised.
Jalindison, if you really want to do a ritual of some sort, why don't you do some magical ritual thing to bind us together for this very purpose?
Can you add a clause that so none of us will torture anyone again?
Not anyone.
Oh, kind of
what,
like
you're
going to
torture more people?
Why do you want to torture people?
The Geas that I've heard of in legend. Okay, yeah. You know what? Let's do that.
So we're going to take a Geas to not torture anyone, and then in exchange, Orin is going to be with us.
No. Seeing this whole shit through.
Pardon, what am I being magically compelled to do?
Ha
ha ha ha. So remember that Nick gets to set the circumstances. There's probably going to be a thing there that says something like he has to sign a contract or something.
Or he has to be willing.
I will cut his fucking hand off and sign it.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Man, you are really.
So hold on a second. Yeah. I want to, if Jalindistid is going to try and bind this guy to a Geas, is anybody going to attempt to help him?
No.
Oh, it's not just him, like, it's all of us.
Yeah,
we'll help him.
Like the whole party.
Yes. I want to be very clear what you want me to sign up for.
Yeah, I...
Instead of going to kill the gods in an attempt to subvert Ragnarok, we are going to instead go after the Jotun.
And Ragnarok. Pardon me. Keep Thor from being bitten by that snake and dying.
I don't sign anything without my lawyer.
I raise a hand. I'm a scribe. That's basically good enough.
That's better than a lawyer. Are you kidding me? How many lawyers do you know that can actually write? I don't know any.
Two.
What's writing?
Exactly.
Jalindistid, lay out your terms. Okay. It can't just be one and the other. There's got to be something else as well. You can't. There's no way you can bind us to something so general.
Is there not?
Yeah. Is there not?
There are many bumps along the way that are going to cause our motivations to become very confused. We could say that we're doing something for the greater good. We're doing something to defeat the Jotun, and that also just happens to involve killing a god. You need to add catches onto this to make sure that, yes, we're going to be killing the Jotun, but we're going to be doing so without ever harming the gods.
Yes,
but
no one touches Freya.
What if they get in our way?
Hmm? What's that?
What if they get in our way? What if they try to stop us from killing?
Then we have to find some other way around. And of course they're going to try and stop us because they have the entire prophecy up their own asses as well.
So why can't we just go by the word of each other and instead have to use weird binding magic?
Because you're the one who wasn't trusting us about not torturing anyone. I thought this would, you know, maybe convince you to stop yelling about torture.
To be fair, why don't we all just included in the magical binding.
Which is something that I suggested we do include.
So then why don't we all just come up with a term that we want to add to it? That way everything is fair.
How about we just don't torture people?
Okay, Sasa, one of the things you're going to need to learn about civilization is that people lie.
But why?
Because they like to get things out of other people, and sometimes deception is the way to do that. Somebody can say they're not going to torture somebody, but it doesn't actually bind them.
So you're going to use magic to stop people from being who they are?
No, I'm suggesting that everybody here comes up with a catch to this. Some sort of fact, or some sort of vow that everybody else has to uphold. So that no matter what, we all have some sort of
contribution. That's going to be way too complicated.
I'm with Zaza. Simplify. Yeah.
It'll be fair.
Yeah, we can come up with a simple phrase that's fair.
Okay, fine. Then it's something we all have to agree on, because I'm with Green here, and
I'm very
theory of deals.
I have a question, actually.
Yes?
Before you guys came and overturned my life, what exactly was your end goal?
We were trying to figure out what was going on with the goblins and the child slavery.
Yeah, really.
Well,
it was
actually,
all about
originally
child
we were just wondering why children were going missing in a neighboring town.
Yeah.
And now we have found out why children have gone missing.
And we
directly
can stop it
or indirectly,
from happening.
It is because of this guy.
And we can stop it from happening by killing the Jotuns.
We
Sounds
were
fair to me.
Also.
Wow, that is very circuitous.
Sorry, we were told
it's
to.
The word I would use.
We actually were told to stop it from happening as well.
Yeah, and that's what I'm aiming to do.
I'm gonna once again use the word circuitous.
Yeah, Biona,
that's a big word.
I'm with Jill and Stid here. That doesn't necessarily involve stopping the Jotun. I think stopping the Jotun is just going to be a nice bonus.
So save the children by subverting Ragnarok.
Yes,
is
exactly.
What it has turned into.
It will save a lot of children.
Couldn't we just save the
children
by killing this guy?
I don't think we can kill someone who can't die.
We could put him in an orb.
I could try to banish him from space and time.
Couldn't we not torture him?
That's not torturing him.
It's actually
not.
Okay,
how about this?
We're not talking.
Using a ritual, even Orin the Deathless can be killed.
Why are you talking about killing this guy right in front of me?
He's no, at our mercy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Deathless.
Look, while you guys sort this out, I'm going to step aside here and go to the nearest river and do my own sort of ritual. So you work it out among you guys. I'm going to go renew my quest.
Yeah. Bjorn's gonna go, he's gonna, wave dismissively and say, you guys argue it out as long as we end up killing some Jotuns and, stopping the children.
You're the ones whose quest has turned from save the children to subvert
Ragnarok. What do you have against killing Jotuns?
Of this jerk.
What do you have against killing Jotuns?
The only reason you want to kill the Jotuns is because of this shit this
guy
said.
No, you misunderstand entirely. I want to kill Jotuns because my god says to kill Jotuns. That is, my quest in life, says the Jotun.
So then why were you trying to save the children?
Well, that was because our Jarl told us to save the children, but destroying the Jotun would be a nice bonus. Bit of a feather in the cap.
Wait, what, do you only ever focus on one thing in life ever and not, take, side quests?
Look, I'm just confused as to how what you were doing before has blown up into what
we're
now
talking. Why does it matter?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
So,
actually,
You turn yourself invisible. That is the most ridiculous thing. You talk to that glowing evil green orb. That is ridiculous. Following my god's words and killing Jotun is not ridiculous.
Why do you think the orb is evil?
Because my god said it was evil.
You ever meet your god?
Yes.
Maybe it's only evil to him. Maybe it's not evil to Freya. Different gods. Different strokes for different gods.
Sasa.
Oh, actually, yes.
Can you fetch me a stout stick?
Okay.
No, he's gonna hit me with it.
Okay. Now that I think about it, the lake right nearby, I'd probably use that for cleansing.
I turn myself invisible.
I find him a stick.
And I'm gonna continue arguing invisibly.
Mr. the Deathless, do you need something to write with?
No, I need something to bludgeon with, because I'm going to walk away, and anyone who tries to stop me is going to be bludgeoned. Because you've been hacking me to bits for a day, you've murdered 6 of my friends, and I am tired of listening to all of you prattle.
We're apparently trying to save the children, and that means cutting you down again and again, I guess.
No, it doesn't anymore. There was a misunderstanding. There's no longer a misunderstanding. We don't need to cut him down anymore. I am adamantly against doing it.
Only if you take his word as, you know, word of God, has the misunderstanding, the quote, misunderstanding been taken care of.
Mr. Jalinderson, as you have so astutely pointed out, your friends are a pack of murderous maniacs.
Correct.
So perhaps you should not trust their testimony against me as much as you do. I appreciate that their opinion on me has reversed.
It wasn't just their testimony against you. We had kind of detailed records that you and Daryl Svartlinger were cooperating together to run the Substin mines. He gave you great tax discounts, and that the mine was basically run by you, and it did happen to employ goblins that ensorcelled children to do their work for them.
I agree with you up to that last point.
That is very much... we determined that. We contacted the spirits, and some dude's ghost said that, yep, that's it. And well, he was bound to not lie about it.
I'm not denying that apparently my goblins abducted children to work the mines. It's just without my blessing. And yes, I owned mines. I worked with your Jarl, who is apparently dead, I have gathered.
Yes. Largely because of his association with you. Like, 90% because.
From what I can understand here, actually, Hild's reasoning for killing your Jarl had...
The only reason she was in the room for it was because you were brought there...
Are you always this pedantic?
Yeah, like, actually, we
focusing
were brought there
on
by
the little tiny
here.
Nitpicky details this much... So it's really irritating.
If anything, you should be blaming Jalnir for it, because Jalnir was the one who dragged us there. And he's dead now, so congratulations, all the blame is dismissed.
I give him Orin his stick.
Okay. It has been fascinating meeting you all. Sasa, it was good to meet you. Good luck in Jotunheim.
I want to grab him by the back of the, like, shirt, I guess. Or is he like, naked right now?
He's naked.
Okay, just like scruff of the neck, essentially.
There are no shirts.
Lightly, not roughly, but just, like, a light touch. And just say, hey, you said you were going to help us with this.
No, he didn't.
Also, as you lay the hand on him, he wheels around, swinging his stick towards your head.
Well, I'm wearing armor and I have a shield, so I can just...
He's going to make a roll, yeah, I think.
Make me a... I don't roll shit in this game. You can make me a constitution-based defy danger.
Okay, yeah, that's a 10.
Okay.
Clang.
So, what is shocking that this guy who has not yet raised a hand in violence against you is... That stick comes strong and fast for a makeshift weapon. But yeah, you do, like, your apparently quick reflexes honed over a few weeks of getting the crap kicked out of you have sharpened you to the point that you get your shield up in time, and it lands with a mighty ring against it.
Okay.
That I was very nice. Clear on the walking away and don't touch me.
I was also very clear on you helping us.
I don't think we did ever make a thing where he was going to help us.
He did say no. He was going to help, though.
Yeah, I will help kill Jotuns. We have the same goal now. I don't need to stand next to you to do it.
I think you do.
Seriously?
I don't trust him.
I don't give a shit if you trust me.
Okay.
I doubt he would trust most of us either, so I think it's just mutual.
I'm just kind of curious, is there any sort of other truth detecting spell thing other than what I can get through my class?
I don't know. I don't even know about the one you get through your quest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's one of the things I could potentially get if I choose it for doing a quest thing.
Yeah, I've been stalling for time in order to try and see if there's some way for somebody to detect the truth coming from someone.
Seriously? Can't we just take him for his word?
No.
You guys are so mistrustful.
Should we?
Why shouldn't we?
Because he has made shady backdoor deals.
Yeah, we do have a lot more evidence that this guy's a piece of shit than we have that he's not a piece of shit.
So, I don't know how long this arguing and stopping of him going away takes, but does it take long enough for me to actually renew my quest?
Yeah, well, I will roll dice probably. In order to make Yvonne talking.
Let me ask you guys a question. Are you willing to physically attempt to stop him from walking away?
I thought that's what I was already doing.
Okay, so you're continuing to hold him?
I'm not trying to hold him anymore. I'm trying to just, like, get between him and his exit path and just, like, keep him between me and the rest of the party.
Yeah, I'd like to make a parlay attempt to convince him to stay with us at least until we can all come to a decision about this together, all of us, including Hild.
What's your leverage?
The fact that we can kick the shit out of him if he walks away.
Okay, so threat of physical violence. Yeah, go ahead.
Alright.
Bjorn rolls his eyes at that, but doesn't say anything.
Is that thing I said out of character?
No, well, like, you are...
Presumably you're making a speech with at least the implied result of if you...
Yeah, for it to be leveraged, you have to say it in some way, explicitly or implicitly. When that happens, Bjorn rolls his eyes, but doesn't say anything.
That's an 8.
Okay. Is there a partial success thing listed on the parlay? Thank you.
You need concrete assurance of your promise.
Yeah, like, I have to make a promise to him that he has... that can be proved.
Concrete assurance.
Give me some token. I want collateral.
We have a magic skull.
That you stole from me.
We'll give it back.
No, his name is Chief Diamond Phillips. He's been part of our party forever.
I'll give him an acorn.
We have an evil magic sphere.
I will give him an acorn.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I offer him the skull and Jalinderson's sphere.
The skull is in my bag.
What?
Oh,
no.
God damn it.
Yeah. Fine.
If you want to, like, run up to me, I'm, like, probably by the lake since that's
yeah.
close.
I mean,
yeah,
I'll hold up the acorn that I have.
No.
I've got a broken
dagger.
That
I've had on my person, like, the whole time.
I appreciate that, Sasa, but you are the only one of this group that I actually trust.
Is there anything I can do about that? Is there, like,
you're going to have to make a choice. Do you want... Jill just said, you're going to have to make a choice. Do you want this man near us so that you can keep an eye on him, or do you want your stupid orb?
I think he wants option 3, to bind him to the outer darkness and send him to hell or something.
He'll get a chance to do that if you cooperate.
I think that'll make him less likely to stay with us.
Drag him to the lake.
I'm going to turn into a squirrel and just climb up a tree.
Okay. You just do it. You don't need to make a roll for that.
Okay.
All I want is some token that says that you're not going to murder me while we're sitting around waiting or arguing.
Well, we can't. You're unkillable. Actually, so their token sent. You can't die.
Main...
can't murder. Yeah.
Main murdery person here, and I'm sort of stepping aside for now. That's sort of a thing.
Yeah, it's like the two main murder bots are both just like saying, we won't kill you.
But to be fair, the promise was like, you need to wait around till Hild gets back.
That's true.
Till Murderbot comes back.
Yes. You need to wait around till the murderer comes back so we can't murder you.
I promise I won't murder you because it's literally impossible.
All right. Time out. Can anybody come up with a token that we can give this guy to exchange with him?
I got a broken
any
dagger
weapons
that I stole from him.
Like, I mean, like the only thing I have, like maybe my Warhammer, but that's, I can't give that up. That's my
divine. We don't give it up.
Yeah, like weapons. Like
we throw them down.
Something dear to you.
We could give him a nice grave so I can spit on it.
You are really salty today. Do you like need to go get, you know, like some deer jerky or something? Are you hungry? Is that the problem here?
I had a fucking Snickers.
You're not yourself when you're hungry, Jill understood.
All right. Nobody has any ideas at all?
Weapons, armor,
yeah.
Something dear to you, your book?
Broken substance dagger?
I'm just absolutely confused.
Because there's no
offer to tie to tie all of you up.
How he managed
that might be a thing.
Talk us into this, into negotiating with him. When he's
it's just that it's not useful. It's not
he
useful
was never to, in a position to negotiate with us.
It's not useful to take any of our weapons because some of us can't attack without weapons. Actually all of us can, but
yeah,
like, some of us specifically can kill people without actually wielding a weapon, wizard.
Is it me?
And
well,
so
if I swear an oath directly to my god that I will keep you safe and like not allow these people to harm you.
Acceptable. Whatever you're doing, just do it.
Fantastic.
For the love of God, I'm immortal, but that does not give me infinite patience.
Understandable. Okay. So, I don't know if that would be like...
Yeah, it looks like he's the only one swearing a geas now.
Well, it's just a pledge to his god. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
You don't know how magically binding it is, but I want to hear this pledge.
I raise my hammer, like not in his direction, to the sky, and I get down on my knees and address Thor and say, Almighty Thor, I pledge my hammer to the protection of this man, such that we can work together to continue our almighty quest in your name to destroy the Jotuns. And I will keep him from harm from forces inside our circle and without.
It's going to be really awkward when Hild comes back and immediately tries to kill him.
Well, I'll attempt to put myself between the two of them.
Very well. He sits his bare ass down on the frosty ground and lays his makeshift cudgel across his lap. And you all wait for Hild to complete whatever it is she's doing.
We've been arguing for like half an hour, though, so it's only like another 30 minutes.
We're doing squirrel things now. Like being a squirrel.
I'm going to start like a little campfire so that he's not just like completely frozen.
Yeah, I mean, he is naked in the middle of the, he is naked in the middle of the Norse woods.
Yeah, I don't think I have any extra clothing or else I'd give him mine.
We might have some blankets in the cart or something.
Oh, yeah. Would you mind checking that?
I will pull a blanket out of my adventuring gear for him.
Okay.
Ta-da. Now I go on to the woods looking for poison ingredients.
Yeah. I guess we have some downtime while we wait for Hild.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, Hild, you going to the lake to ritually cleanse yourself to embark upon a new quest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is your quest?
So... since I have to sort of make it fit into these things, it would be slay the Jotun, a great blight on the land.
Okay.
And is there a common weapon I would know about that Jotuns would use?
Is it hammers?
I would say lower class Jotun probably use bludgeoning weapons like clubs and stuff, whereas a higher class, like more wealthy or civilized Jotun, probably swords and axes.
Okay, so simple to and not complex martial weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she needs to define like bludgeoning or piercing or slashing, essentially.
Yeah.
There's probably more lower class than
or,
lower
I mean,
class.
There's probably a lot of cold and, in general, cold and frost magic, so invulnerability to cold might not be a bad choice either.
Ooh, good
would enchantment still cover that type of spell work? Or?
No, I think enchantment only applies to stuff that's, like, mind affecting or maybe, like, transmutes you in some way. But I don't think it would protect you from them, like, blasting you with a ray of cold.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with, like, would nature magic be acceptable?
Like a primal magic thing? I'm trying to understand what you mean by nature magic.
Like the elements, and that would sort of cover like frost related stuff.
Probably be elemental.
Yeah, I could say elemental magic, but it wouldn't protect you from like mundane versions of the same.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
So like cold weather would still harm her?
Okay. Yes.
Unless it's magical cold weather.
Yeah. So elemental magic. And then I would do that as well as senses that pierce lies. So that would be my two choices of things to do the thing with.
So now you need a prohibition thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hell of a quest.
Kill the Jotuns!
It's gonna be all of
so down for this.
She just comes over and just kills
Bjorn.
No.
Aww.
It's practice.
Yes, if you want the ability to pierce lies and basically be purified of harmful magics, then you need to be absolutely pure yourself and speak no lies or deception.
Okay, so truth, let me tell it that. Okay.
So I'll walk back.
Okay. Green, what kind of poisons are you working on?
Bloodweed. Target deals -1d4 damage ongoing until cured.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
On your way in, you noticed a good thicket of bloodweed. So you picked some up. Are you trying to be discreet about it, or are you just sitting with the rest of the group as you're like, I don't know, grinding this up into your poison?
How discreet can I be?
Well, you could take your bag and go somewhere where they're not.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
This guy's on the up and up. He's probably just foraging for food for us.
You could probably also bring actual food back to kind of hide that more.
I'll pop back in and say, oh my god, guys, look what I found. It's a bunch of grass for us to eat. Hope you like grass.
Don't actually.
Okay. So you all reconvene. Orin is sitting on the ground with a blanket wrapped around him and a stick across his lap.
So what did you end up deciding with this ritual?
I have sworn to my god that I will protect him from aggression, and he will help us kill the Jotun.
Don't remember that being in your oath.
What?
I agreed to stand here and wait and hear the rest of you come to a consensus.
Oh. Well, good enough.
So, Orin.
Yes.
Are you going to turn your wrath upon the Jotun as opposed to the gods? In your quest to subvert Ragnarok.
He kind of gives a sly smile, like he's trying to figure out what your game is. Haven't we covered this a few times?
I would like to clarify.
It can't really help you unless you lay out your own terms.
And wasn't there going to be a spell?
We were discussing it, but Gilly seemed very hesitant to actually do anything.
Yes, we need all the facts first.
Yes.
I don't even know what you guys want.
I am going to turn my wrath upon the Jotuns.
As opposed to the gods, right? That was what she said.
He sighs and reluctantly adds, as opposed to the gods.
And children.
And that seems to be the truth for me.
Yeah, you're not sure what form this detection of lies is going to take, but there's nothing happening, so...
Okay. Sorry, it always bings if the truth is happening. Yeah. All right, then.
And there's no binging. No.
Quick, someone say that they're a 14-story tall platypus bear.
Well, I could make that true for myself.
Do it.
Anyways, I'll just turn to the rest of the group. And what did you guys end up agreeing on?
Nothing quite yet. Gilly seems very, very intent on murdering him, sending him to the outer planes, binding him underneath a lake. I'm not entirely sure what.
He's come up with some very interesting solutions.
Yeah, he's being very creative. I'd like to stop him from doing all of those things, but he's being very adamant.
He's an awful person that needs to be punished.
Well, perhaps the...
How about community service? Community service is punishment.
No, he needs to be stopped from doing everything he wants to do.
I think that's what we're here for.
We're on the same side now.
Exactly.
Like, we both have the same quest to... defeat the Jotun.
And it still baffles me as to why you trust him.
Because
why you so easily have come to trust this man.
I don't think it's a matter of trust. I think it's a matter of
the past week at least, we've been trying to find specifically so we could stop him from what he was doing.
I think
this man is not lying, and we have the same goals, and by the power of my god, I believe that we should work together.
Yeah, I actually think that the only person here who does
really
trust him is Sasa.
It would be really counterproductive to banish him or whatever it is that you wish to do.
I have allies and connections that are going to help you in your goals.
See?
You don't need to like me, you just need to trust that much.
See?
I am not claiming or seeking to be your friend. Frankly, I find most of you unbearable. All of that seems true as well.
Fair. Words hurt, Orin. Words hurt. But fair game. Fair play.
I don't think it's a matter of trusting him. I just think it's a matter of cooperating with him. And surely you are intelligent and vigilant enough to be able to keep an eye on him and his actions. Are you not? Can we not contact the spirits of his deceased allies? Find out the truth of his actions?
I suppose we could.
And there, we don't have to trust him, just as he said. We only have to cooperate.
Very well. Who was Hild? You seem to have a connection with one of those Valkyries.
The first that I struck down was, hold on, I need to find her name.
Glinda.
Glinda?
Yeah.
It was Glinda. We grew up together.
Ah, Glenda Goodwitch. Yes.
What?
Oh, she's Goodwitch. That means she's on the right side.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Wasn't just a bitch who wanted to see her sister die. Anyways.
So, does this mean we're done talking about this at great length?
No.
But there's one more thing. Seems as though Jalipsid has...
We have a path forwards. We just need to think of an appropriate question.
Wait, for what?
To ask the spirit.
About what?
Have you been paying attention?
Honestly, I fell asleep halfway through, a little bit. The amount of talking is much too much. We should be getting to the smashing of Jotun heads.
Angelidistid wants to summon the spirit of Glinda, who is an ally of Hild, or a former ally of Hild.
Oh, the one that... one whose head went kapop.
The one... Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Gosh.
But we need to think of an appropriate question in order to verify that... Orin is somehow aligned with us.
But we made this agreement after I killed her.
Mm.
I'm confused as to how you think this will help.
Well, no, I mean, he's aligned looking for with a character us in witness? Terms of goals.
Oh. Okay, so then all we have to do is just ask her if we share the same goal, and that way she'll know Orin's goal. Well, we could just say, what is Orin's goal? Well, we already know that.
That's
a
no question.
Okay, darn.
Yes, this makes things harder, doesn't it?
A little bit, yes.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear what you said, Kevin. What'd you say?
Actually, no, it is just one question.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a yes or no.
Okay. Very well, then. We'll ask Glinda what Orin's ultimate goal actually was.
Then cast your spell, wizard.
Maybe I will. While I go to BrockJones.com. Hold on.
What?
What?
It's a die roller site.
It sounds like a gay porn website.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does.
That was the first thing I thought when I went to it as well. But yeah, now I have actual dice.
Wait, so you don't have actual dice for you right now, Kevin?
Nah.
They're probably just outside
of
hand reach.
I have a bunch of D6. Flying around. I have a ton of D20s, because I keep picking up more and more D20s every time I go to a magic pre-release.
Yes.
Although they're countdown dice, but whatever.
I'm gonna, crawl on Orin being an adorable squirrel.
Okay. It's not spectacular. It's an 8.
Is this something I could help him with, actually? I have the same spell.
I have a bond with him. I guess I could aid. Or even.
I would think Hild can aid, but it doesn't actually matter because she has the same spell. But, I mean, at most that makes it a 9.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, that's true. It'd still be a partial.
Yep.
Could I aid with my knowledge of speaking with dead? It's a different but similar spell.
What if we all aid? What was that?
We just need to draw this out longer, right?
Yes.
Stretch.
We gotta fill time here, guys.
You've already surpassed the manga.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Okay, Gilenderson, you wanna draw unwelcome attention or put yourself in a spot, take a -1 ongoing to casting a spell, or forget contact spirits until the next time prep spells?
Maybe we can potentially be punching spells right after this.
Yeah, I was planning on resting.
I'd rather put myself in a spot rather than do something that would be completely inconsequential, such as forgetting the spell.
Oh,
that's
shit,
too
I
boring.
Have rabies and I'm going
to
die.
Failure is interesting.
Okay. Hild, are you helping him?
Well, I no longer have a bond with him.
So you can't.
But at the same time, I kind of do want to see Glinda. Does that make sense? So, sure. I'll roll that. Oh. We'll see how it goes.
You can. You just don't get the bonus.
That's an 8. So...
You expose yourself to danger.
So I'm probably going to be involved in this spot in some way.
Yay!
You bring her back as a zombie.
Yes, the spirit actually just starts attacking us.
Finishes well, no, you succeeded in your spell, so you do at least get that effect.
Oh no, but then the orb's going to take over my mind and ask a question for me. Ooh, what a...
Don't give him ideas!
It's probably a good question.
I really love that.
What's your favorite flavor in popsicle?
What's a popsicle?
Good question.
There are these frozen things.
You and Hild join hands and start searching the spirit worlds. The halls of Valhalla, the realms of hell. That's very unusual, because you check all the places that you know the dead go. First, you don't find her.
Do I happen to know where dead Valkyries end up going?
Well, obviously Valkyries whisk the Valkyries away to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Normally you'd go to Valhalla.
Basically,
work as shield maidens of Valhalla. But it's the last resort. You start peering into the void. The realm between all spirit realms.
Oh my.
Usually the dead don't go there. Because it's just a nothingness. Unclaimed and unloved by any god. And that is where you find the wandering spirit of Glinda.
Well, it'd be funny if I used my our question to say, "What are you doing there?"
Yeah. Like how the heck did you find? How the heck did you go there?
You guess. You open that portal and pull forth the spirit to you. She is surrounded by the sliver of void that you have to open to bring forth her soul. She
Cthulhu sneaks out.
She floats in the corrupted form that you remember seeing her. You brought me back?
I'm going to look at you, Anderson.
Single question.
What question should I ask you? No.
What was the ultimate goal of Orin the Deathless?
Yeah.
That's his name, right? That's actually his name, yeah.
It is. You got it right this time.
At least as we know it.
Well, we call him everything else.
Orin wants to strike down the gods and create a world where humanity is not dominated by their whims and slave to the fate they would create for all of us.
Damn it, man!
seems about like what he was saying.
Hit him.
So he really is just focused on killing the gods, not on subverting Ragnarok?
No, there's actually the thought that maybe Glinda didn't know about this little agreement because she was a little bit busy being dead.
Well, no, but I mean, like either way, like one way his goal was to stop Ragnarok, the other way his goal actually was to kill the gods, and stopping Ragnarok is a helpful side bonus.
Well, so. You feel Gilenderson's hand clench tightly around yours, the white knuckle grip, as you were holding hands to commune together on this spell.
It's not very painful because my strength is 8.
Then he takes a long stride forward to the open void.
Yes!
Ooh!
Where are you going?
And another pulling you along with him.
Enjoy the void. I'm gonna pull back.
To to oblivion and beyond. Hey. It's just not existing with style.
Yeah. Do I recognize this as being the same kind of behavior he exhibited the last time he strode forward and I shook his mind free of an enchantment?
His eyes aren't glowing the way they were then.
Okay, yeah. Whatever.
He's
being weird.
Yep.
Yeah, he's marching straight forward to the void, trying to pull Hild along.
Hey, Jilly, if you're going to the void, don't you want to take your archenemy instead?
So are you going to try to stop him or just pull away?
I'm going to initially at least try to see if he'll, like, if I were to yank, if he'll, you know, enough, if it'll work. But, like, if it comes, like, if push comes to shove, I can't get my both of us away, I'm okay with letting him go.
All right, well, make a strength-based defy danger, and we'll see how it goes.
I have a bond with both of them. Can I try to pull, like, try to aid her in pulling him back?
Yeah, you're just gonna dogpile on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, roll it.
I'm a squirrel, I can't do anything.
That's unfortunate.
I'm 8-10.
9.
Alright, well, Avon jumps on Gilenderson's back, exposing himself to the danger as well.
Yep.
Right. It's gotta be a much smaller party.
Yeah, but I know, right?
Hild made 10. What are you doing, Hild?
I'm just physically yanking on the arm that I have clasped with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
And, like, digging my heels in and all that.
He's a scrawny little elf.
Yep.
With a halfling, like, just sort of hanging off of him.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to weigh him down. All 40 pounds.
What is our combined strength? The Avon Gilenderstead taped together. 8 plus what?
I think I'm just pulling the boat back at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You yank on him a few times, and slowly, as he loses concentration on the spell, the void collapses into nothingness, disappears. Gilenderson, your arm hurts a lot.
What was that?
I'm gonna get off.
Why?
You were walking towards the void.
Was I?
Yes.
Why would I do that? Why would I want
to? That's what I'm asking you.
Got our answer.
Y'all are crazy. Anyways, it does seem like Orin the Deathless really just wants the gods to stay out of the meddling of human lives. Cease their meddling with human lives. That really does seem to be his ultimate goal.
Seems reasonable.
Which doesn't exactly
kill them.
Line up with ours. Because you literally are an agent of this meddling.
Suppose.
True, but Ragnarok is, I would say, the greatest example of divine meddling with humanity. We may disagree on the details, but certainly we all don't want humanity to die.
I mean, that's not really meddling, so it's more of a consequence rather than direct meddling. No?
I think the argument is still tenuous, but as I said, you can maintain your vigilance. And presumably, if his goal, in fact, does involve taking action directly against the gods, then even an oath like Bjorn's could be trumped by the fact that, you know, he can't exactly uphold an oath to his god if his god is dead.
It's true. And him upholding an oath to his god is, again, one, you know, something that Orin apparently specifically wants to stop.
Well, it seems as though we are kind of at an impasse here, because Bjorn is bound to protect him, and he is his ultimate goal was certainly to create a
world. It's strange that that bond to protect him is something that Auron wants to stop.
I just look over at Auron and heave a huge, exasperated sigh.
Can we get to killing the Jotuns now? I'm on his lap as an adorable squirrel.
It seems like the easy way out here is just to get on with it and kill the Jotun.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, we're done. Good. Jilly just did.
We still really don't like Auron.
You don't?
Okay. I don't either, but...
Our interests with him line up maybe tangentially at best.
So are we done debating over what to do? Can we just get to doing things now?
I agree with that statement there.
Very well.
Okay, good.
Me?
Well, we'd like to know, you said that you have contacts, you said that you have methods to help us. We'd like to hear about that. So that we can help you help us help the world.
I have agents across several kingdoms. Okay. Unfortunately, I suspect that you have broken a link in my communications network, seeing as all the ravens flooded here. So I would wish to go out and meet my contacts and send word about our change of mission.
That's good.
We'll escort you.
Yes, we will. I will protect you. When you inform of this change of mission, you might want to add in a little clause detailing the, like, something along the lines of, I can't believe I have to tell you this. I thought it was understood, you know, implicitly, but no child slavery, please.
Yes, we can all...
Is that agreeable? That.
Noted.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Mr. Auron.
Okay, so here's what we do. We subvert his... We use his resources and subvert his regular mission to focus on his tangential mission of stopping Ragnarok by killing the Jotun. Which is, I guess, our mission?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay.
I thought it was very simple.
Good. Okay, so we stop him from doing the whole killing the... Okay, good.
We don't have to stop him. He's already agreed to not.
Well, we need to make sure that he actually follows through with that.
If he does the opposite.
We will be there with him the entire time, keeping him safe.
Yep.
And I think he might appreciate it if you stop talking about him like he's not here.
So, Auron, where to first?
I mean, I am saying him. It's not like I'm saying Auron the Deathless each time. I'm not, Bob White.
Raise my hand. Probably his cave to get him some clothes.
Yeah. And I don't know about you guys.
That
but...
I can... Fly down
I
here,
had
so.
One set of clothes, and I'm assuming you've left them in shambles.
Why did you only have one set of clothes? You seem wealthier than that.
I don't know. I would assume it's still attached to the body that was, you know, attached
cut
to it.
Off
well,
of him.
You also like lopped off his arms and legs and stuff before cutting off his head. So, like at best, he's gonna have
lot?
Like a tank top and booty shorts.
Yeah, he's gonna have like a wife. He's gonna have like a wife beater and cargos.
Still clothes. I'll go retrieve what's left of that.
Yeah, go get his bloody, corpseified tank top and booty shorts, and we'll be down here and. Bjorn motions that we make camp and rest for at least a little bit, because goddamn, those Valkyries hit hard, and he could use a rest.
Perhaps we should rest somewhere more comfortable.
Such as?
Like by a lake.
I was going to say in Hall.
That's a good point. It's not that far away, is it?
No.
Oh, right, yeah.
At the top of the mountain?
No. Hall is the town we just came from where all the ravens
were. Okay. That's right. That
no,
that's the...
No?
The...
Yeah, no, that's...
Hall is the town you guys were originally from.
Yeah, the kidnapped children town.
Oh, that's
nope,
like...
Before that.
Oh, okay.
Place where you guys live.
That's, I've never been there.
That's so really far away. Hold on, we journeyed for like... what, 2 weeks now?
6 years. Yeah, 6 years.
3 weeks, something like that. It's been a while.
You've been boasting of your prowess.
Yeah, we are definitely from Hall.
Can you translocate us? Is that a thing you can do?
We just ride the damn cart.
Bjorn has, like, the little anime stars in his eyes. He's looking up at Senpai, hoping that this can happen.
I don't know.
Cart. We ride the cart. And that way, Sasa, you get to turn into a stag and run alongside it. Or a goat. You just learned how to turn into a goat. You haven't done that yet.
Didn't you learn how to turn into a pig before we left that last town?
Goat.
Oh, it was a goat, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also know how to turn into a pig. And I'm going to turn with those.
Are we talking domesticated pig or like wild boar? There's a big difference.
I'm a wild pig.
I'm assuming I could do wild boar to begin with if they're, you know, foresty dwelling.
God, those are terrifying.
But I did learn how to turn into a domesticated pig. I'm assuming, unless Kevin's Jarl kept wild boar.
Part of me thinks we're not welcome back there. And I believe it was the part where the new Jarl told us to leave and never come back.
Wait, no, that's not where we're going. We're going to where we came from before we met you.
Yep.
Yes.
Congratulations, you're now a member of the Hall Jarl.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not getting any wild boars.
No, we're not getting any wild boars.
Hey, we don't have to. She just said that she already has.
Wizard, can you take us there or not?
Actually, he probably could magically transport us there.
What?
That's what I was asking.
Can't you? Come on. You're a wizard.
I can try. Don't forget to the lake.
To the lake!
he'll return with...
Oh my god.
Yeah, a collection of bloody rags.
Do I have to see anything else in there, by the way? Or did Grim find all the nice things?
Yeah, you guys tossed it already.
Define nice, because all I found was like half a skull and a gem.
Gems
that you
nice.
Don't know about the gem. None of you know about the gem.
Yep. None
what
of us
about the gold gem. That you split with like two other members of the party?
We split the gold with the party that was there.
Yep.
You left early, you didn't get nothing.
The deathless.
I'm under the impression that money means nothing to Hild anyway. How much gold was it, by the way?
25.
Yeah, I thought so. Just wanted to make sure that I had marked it down correctly.
Anyways, 25 each.
Yep. You need to go to the lake, everything you own in a box in the lake.
Aw, that's a much sadder song.
It is.
Alright, so we load ourselves up onto the cart, and we drive to the lake.
It's not far at
place
all.
Place of power. Very, very close.
In fact, that's where you left the cart.
Yeah.
So you walk down to where you left the cart on the shore of the lake.
Well, we took the cart to the dwarf place.
To the base of the mountain.
Oh, you mean, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you took it back when you were giving chase of Hild and Sasa and a pack of ravens.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. That was two sessions ago, though. That was like a month ago.
Yeah, you fell down the mountain, Kevin.
Yes, I did. It was good times.
So, ritual.
Yeah, I'm going to load all of our stuff onto the cart.
I would like to try to, I guess, perform a ritual to send us to Hall.
Okay.
Magically teleport us to Hall.
Who are you sending?
Accuracy, I guess, Orin the Deathless, the cart. The horse. It was a horse, right? We have a horse.
Two horses.
Yeah, there was a cart and two horses.
The two horses. Me, Grim.
Yes.
Avon, Bjorn, Hild.
Hey, I'm not left alone.
What about me?
And Sasa.
Yeah,
and
Sasa,
that's right. Shit, there's so many.
I'm a little
I remember
tiny
the horses,
squirrel.
But not Sasa. Because when I first met her, she was a horse.
And I crept in your urls.
Yes, you did. Okay, I'm not leaving anyone out, right? Oh, and all the possessions we currently have on us. Of course.
And on the cart.
And on the cart, yes.
Well, yeah, that comes with it.
and all the horses' worldly possessions as well, wherever they may be.
A bunch of hay.
I'm taking a risk with this.
I was going to say, there's going to be like so much horse crap that follows us. Especially with that last thing of wherever they may be.
Nope.
All okay. Their crap ever.
We actually transport a few empires there. These horses have done some shit.
Okay. You're going to need help from a native of Hall.
Hey, that's
yeah,
me.
All of us.
Oh boy.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna need a drop of his blood.
Oh.
I need
can do that for you.
I need like a pint of blood.
I mean, I could do that.
Yeah, I take my weapon.
I stepped up. It's a surprise. He doesn't know it's coming.
Okay.
Can I? That's a lot.
Anyway, I take my rapier and I just. Like cut my finger and then offer my blood up.
I'll collect it.
Yeah, it'll take you like an hour. You need to collect it in a bowl and draw runes on the shore of the lake.
Well, the good news is you don't have syphilis. I tested.
Who have AIDS?
The bad news is the syphilis.
The bad news is the Hep C.
Yep.
So I'm just. Yeah.
And you and your allies will risk danger from transportation sickness.
Okay.
So we're gonna hurl.
What is transportation sickness?
Can sickness, we roll you get dice to determine what transportation sickness is in our minds?
Huh? Can we go to sleep so we don't get transportation sickness?
What if I rolled a 9 on trying to know what transportation sickness is?
So you're trying to spout lore on transportation sickness?
Yes. I believe I may have experienced this some 500 years ago. My memory is a bit fuzzy. I vomited. Fiercely. For a week.
Oh, God.
It actually came from both ends.
Okay.
Oh, God, why?
Well, you remember, as you were writhing around in vomiting, and it, in your case, it made you temporarily red-green colorblind. You remember that transportation sickness is never lethal, but it's often unpleasant.
Okay, okay. There you go. So it can't kill us, but it might suck.
Are you telling us that this is a possibility that will happen when we do this thing?
Yeah, so be prepared. If you feel like shit, just know that you're not going to die. It'll just suck for a bit, and then you'll be okay.
And that is all your fault?
No.
I mean, you could fly instead.
Look, this is just... When it comes to teleportation, this is just an inherent risk. There's no way to do this sort of thing without, you know, the chance of it happening.
Hmm.
Is there anything we can do to assist you to keep it from happening? I don't know, like, do I need to, like, take some maracas and shake them quietly behind you while chanting or something?
Yeah, give me money.
No.
The more money I have, the less chance of this happening.
Is that true?
No.
It could be. If you want to sacrifice money to produce a more stable journey.
Can we do that? Can we sacrifice stuff?
Sure.
Oh. Yeah, I guess we could sacrifice stuff.
I would like to sacrifice
the
my...
The worst thing that happens is that we get there and we're all rolling around on the ground, vomiting with diarrhea for like a week.
Can I sacrifice my chance of
diarrhea?
Ever learning Esperanto?
What? Hmm? What was that?
Yeah, sacrifice your ability to learn Esperanto.
Oh, that again, yes.
That was clever.
But man, the other 500 people that speak it will never be able to understand them. They can have conversations behind your back. And then once the one true paradise society begins, you're not going to be part of it.
Are you sacrificing anything towards the safety of your journey?
I'll sacrifice one gold.
I'll sacrifice ten.
I'll sacrifice all of mine.
Can we sacrifice the Heart of Orin the Deathless?
What is all of yours?
One gold also.
It's the 25 that I was given.
Okay.
So that's 25, 35, 36 gold that's been sacrificed?
I'll throw one in also. I flip it in off my thumb.
There's a pile on the ground.
Okay. Your ritual is complete. The stillness of the water rises up to form an archway of ice, and water cascades down like a curtain on the shore.
Ooh.
It's bidding you through, large enough to fit your cart.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, may Freya guide us. Let's drive on through.
Okay. You drive on through. You can all make me defy danger based on Constitution plus one.
Constitution plus one.
Okay.
10!
10!
I got a 5.
I also have 10.
Yeah! That plus
one.
Well,
my base roll was 2. Oh.
Minus 4.
Snake eyes!
Wait, Constitution plus one? Hang on a second.
So with the plus one, that brings me up to 3.
I'm at 5.
Man, I'm at 7.
Okie dokie.
Does that mean we get to take XP?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do, yeah.
Worth it.
Can't argue with that.
Gilenderson, your tongue, yes. Your tongue swells up in your mouth, giving you an awkward speech impediment that is going to make social interaction difficult and speaking the words of power for magic impossible until you recover.
Oh no!
Ow! Fuck.
Are you gonna talk like that now?
I don't feel I have a lot of choice.
Okay, Grim, you think you're fine at first, although this evening you will discover that you've developed a terrible case of night blindness.
Oh, nice.
Night blindness? Like, he can't see in the dark at all, or he desperately needs light to see?
His night vision just becomes terrible. Temporarily.
Or forever. We'll see how we feel.
Yeah.
What about the peeps that rolled partial success?
That's what I'm thinking about right now, which I believe is just you.
Yeah, everyone else.
That peep being you.
Yep.
What, do you have a mouse in your pocket?
Or a peeps? I got a horrifying book of magic.
Or you actually have, like, a package of peeps that you're not sharing with us.
You've been saving since Easter.
There's only 5. There's 6 of us.
Easter was only, like, a little over a month away. Unless you were saving it from last Easter.
Oh, that's even...
Ugh.
You gotta let them harden.
Yeah.
Caramelize them. Stale peeps are awful.
Avon, you are struck with a wave of nausea as you are passing through the portal. That is, like, literally a tunnel of water. You lean over the side to retch when you see a small offshoot to your tunnel. Peering through, you can just make out a great black tower. It rises up in a barren wasteland that you do not recognize.
That's where your book came from.
It's the library.
Poor thing. Oh, dear God. Hey, it's the dark. It's a dark tower.
It's the hole is just small enough for someone of your stature to go through.
You gonna go?
Spur others to significant unplanned decisive action.
Are you trying to convince Sasa to go?
I think I'm slightly taller.
Yeah, it's really.
But you're a squirrel.
Thing. Yeah, like
I am a squirrel.
She could miniaturize.
I am a squirrel, so I suppose I am smaller.
All right, what do you guys think?
You only live once.
Go.
Nah, I gotta return the cart.
I'll do that.
You only live once, so why not get lost in space and time?
No, I actually, like, legit, I like this is the thing that's been on my mind for the last couple of days and why I've been so anal about protecting the cart.
Because your deposit, you don't want to lose your deposit.
I really don't want to lose my security deposit. All right, I'm going to pass for now, but I'm getting terrified and very, very scared.
Okay, the cart rumbles on and you lose sight of this little offshoot tunnel that no one else has seen.
Also, the other thing is I'm driving the cart, so...
That's true. So you pause for a bit. I step up and like, what's going on?
Nothing?
Just vomit, and then that'll
explain
nothing
it. Nothing is going on, and I'm sure that she can now pierce the crap out of my lies.
Yes, when he says nothing is going on, you hear a literal, like, ringing in the back of your mind.
Ding, ding, ding.
That doesn't seem should be saying.
Nothing
could
that
be?
I need to talk about right this moment. Let's concentrate on getting back.
That doesn't seem very true either.
I'm going to start putting my halberd right up against his neck then, and say...
Ooh.
The horses start getting spooked and freak out in the middle of this water tunnel.
Hey guys,
it's nothing
not...
that you can see.
I look around. Like, would this fall under discern realities, or is it more magical than that?
Am I telling the truth?
When you look around to him pointing it out, you do see, like, there's a little discoloration, a little, like, spot in the water. To really see it, you have to duck down to his height.
But he's riding on top of the cart, so...
Yeah, I'm on top of the cart.
I'll just kind of, like, lean over just a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Being watched.
Yeah, you see a rapidly closing tunnel of water.
Throw him through it.
Okay. But nothing beyond that.
Might be a building?
We'll talk about this when I'm not driving a cart through a tunnel made of water that everybody is relying on getting through safely.
I will remove my blade and continue walking.
Don't do that again.
Do it as often as you like.
Okay. Yeah, you go through the under end of the tunnel and roll up on the shores of Hall.
Is it day or night?
That's a good question for you.
You guys have been arguing for a long time, so it's probably, like, sunset.
Oh, home sweet.
So, did everybody make it through okay?
Oh, yeah.
Warren seem like he's okay.
Yeah, how's Warren doing?
What was his role?
He doesn't need to make one. He's just sitting there. Stoically.
I'm sitting on his shoulder.
Naked, wrapped up in a blanket.
Stoically, as a squirrel.
Wait, so he didn't actually put on the clothes that I end up getting for him? Or?
The bloody tears that used to be his clothing? No.
Yes.
I think there's something wild with my tongue.
How dare you reap what you sow, Jaligistic?
Oh man, does this mean you don't have to listen to you argue horribly anymore?
Getting us to Hall quickly? That's sewing a swollen tug.
Alright, so we have a couple of things to do. First and foremost, let's get Orin some clothing. As long as we're going to be escorting him, we at least need to make sure that he's decent. We need to report back into the Jarl. I need to return this cart, and, well, we all have lodgings, but somebody's going to need to put Greem, Jalindestud, and Orin up while we're here. And now that I'm back, since it's been about 2 weeks since I've been here, what's changed, Nick?
That's true.
Is this one of your bard powers that I don't...
In fact, is. It is a port in the storm.
Fire? No.
When you return to a civilized settlement you've visited before, tell the GM when you were last here, and they'll tell you how it's changed since then.
Ah. It's a festival day.
Oh.
Ooh.
So you're saying no one's in their homes?
Is it like a late night festival kind of day, or is the festival over by now since sunset?
No, it's the peak of the festival at this point.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's probably like about to be the dinner feast.
Wait, so if there's a giant festival going on and we just like rolled up into town, is there like a bunch of people just being like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
or like
wide-eyed
at the end of a
staring
parade?
At you, the naked guy you've got who you literally just rolled your cart out of the ocean. Yeah, it is a festival celebrating the defeat of the Jotuns, which also known as Bjorn's birthday.
Oh,
yay!
Right.
I wave happily.
It's Bjorn's birthday.
Yeah, you lost track of time, clearly, but...
Yeah, I'm waving
there's
happily.
Always a big festival on your birthday.
It's to celebrate
man.
You!
This is great! I quickly look for mom and dad in the crowd.
It's like, I forgot about this! That's right, we have a festival every year on Bjorn's birthday that I have no idea why.
Because I'm awesome, obviously. Come on.
Yes, and glory to Thor.
Exactly.
I'm going to turn into my humanoid form.
Okay. People are continuing to stare at you. Agape.
I'm used to the stares. I just walk
yeah.
on.
This is our kind of our jam. All right.
They know me, at least.
Yeah, you're familiar. In fact, you find, as per usual, a bunch of people are offering to buy you drinks. There is an annual Out Eat the Giant contest.
I happily accept any and all challenges, drinks, whatever is going on. However,
oh yeah, for the glory
like
of
before,
Thor.
Yeah, for the glory of Thor. also because it's fun. But before I do anything, I turn to like whoever offers to buy me a drink first and say, "Fantastic, yes, please, and can we please get some clothes for this man?"
You started the festivities early, huh?
You have no idea. I just got.
Gordon?
Tuple teamed by a bunch of Valkyries? I think that's what you would call it.
Whoa! That's a hell of a birthday, kid.
I know, right?
Greem, Orin, Jalindestud, welcome to Hall.
Hello.
Alright, so we've got a couple of things we need to do here. Hild and I are going to... I'm going to need to pull Hild aside at some point. I also need to return this cart. I
probably
trust that's
like
not going
here.
To be, like, yeah, I trust that's not going to be a massive conflict.
He's probably yeah, coming probably up find the guy now. Here. Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta find the dude that I lent the cart to. I'm gonna need to do some writing here. Because I don't know that Greem is a dirty criminal, I'm going to assume that he can take care of himself.
I'm actually
yes.
gonna be trying to
yes,
keep an eye
can.
On him because I don't trust him yet, as
yeah.
one of the bonds do.
And what do you call it? Jill just did. As soon as Orin gets some clothing, keep an eye on him and enjoy yourself at the festival, if you will. I'm going to speak to the Jarl about perhaps getting you some sort of lodging while you're here.
They can stay with me.
They could,
I live in the woods.
A tree?
No, I don't have that tree anymore. You cut it down.
How'd I got you a new one?
It's like 2 feet tall.
I mean, it'll take time, but it's the thought that counts.
Since we got you kicked out of your Yarldom, would you be at least interested in perhaps joining ours? It's a good job. There's no weirdos like Yolnir here. The Jarl would certainly be in awe of your magical prowess, I assure you. He's a lot more pious to the gods than your previous.
Well, I don't feel under any conditions of be casting right now.
Christ on a... All right. Here's a really shitty question. Has anybody in their notes written down the name of our Jarl?
Yes.
Did you ever know it to the beginning of this?
Of course I did.
Okay, I can stop talking like that out of character.
Erling Sorsen.
Yeah.
Erling Sorsen? Jarl Sorsen.
Sorensen.
Oh, Sorensen, yeah. Jarl Sorensen.
Arlen Spector.
Yes.
No, my notes got demolished. I had really good ones and now they're gone.
What happened? Sure you did.
I don't know.
Arn Sorlinson. Our Jarl, much more alive than Svartlinger.
Yes. Mr. Jarl, sir.
Well, no, there's a Jarl Svartlinger that's perfectly alive.
Yeah.
Not the same one.
Right.
It's also not, you know, the Blood Eagler.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm going to seek out the man that we borrowed the cart from, take him over, since everybody is all, like, staring wide-eyed, and just be like, now, how's that for an entrance?
I'm gonna wander the town.
I'm gonna follow you.
Soon after you guys burst out of the shore on his cart, Igert comes forward, says, yeah, and that's my cart! Magic cart! Who wants to ride on a magic cart? One silver apiece.
I actually, before he does that, I pull him aside and say, we had a little bit of wheel trouble. I'm not sure what the issue with it was, but we managed to get it repaired. Actually, I'd say it's better than it was before, so you should have a nice stable view with it now.
And it's a boat now?
No, that actually was sorcery, so as much as you want to give people cart rides, it'll be a nice attraction, but I recommend not driving it into the water again.
Yeah, just keep that under your hat, okay?
And then I take my hat and just point to the top of my head and put it down. So stick out my hand for a handshake.
Yeah, he heartily shakes your hand.
And that's that deal taken care of. Never again. So while Grim is wandering the town, Bjorn is handling his stuff. I'm going to try and find Jarl Sorensen.
All right. Well,
The head of a table somewhere.
Yeah.
I think Bjorn was first.
Yep. Mm.
He goes forth, and you find your father sitting outside the local tavern. Slamming back mugs of ale with some of the old other soldiers who participated in that battle. They're trading war stories about how the Jotun they killed was 80 feet tall. It gets bigger every year.
Oh yeah, of course.
Last year's only
just like you.
I'm just gonna stroll up, set my hammer down, clap my dad on the shoulder, and say, "Happy VJ Day!"
Oh God, we're all from Rhode Island.
Yeah, the one victory place where
over
that's,
the Jotuns.
One place where that's still a thing.
Yeah, Victory Jotun Day.
And then take a seat and reach for the nearest mug of ale.
My boy, you're back.
Indeed,
with several... It's going to be a somber occasion.
Yes, with several powerful, evil, possibly, sorcerers. We're going to go kill some more Jotuns. It's a good day.
Yeah!
We're going to kill all the Jotuns and forestall Ragnarok forever. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you proud, Dad. I'm going to make you proud.
Be careful. You going to be back for dinner?
I actually don't know. I know that I was asking people to get Orin some clothing. Is he still around, or did he slink off somewhere?
Someone gives him, like, a crappy pair of trousers and a tunic, and he's walking around barefoot after you because he's really got nowhere else to be.
Okay, I hand him a mug of ale and say, what do you say?
He's also going to be the shadow of him.
What do you say? We're going to be here for dinner tonight?
Makes no difference to me.
Oh, well.
I'll just be watching the two of you. Perhaps from the window.
Oh, goodness. It's just like old times. Everything is good again.
Do the I'm watching you sign.
Yeah. Orin drains it like a pro and slams the mug down.
Good man. Good man. So did anything change while we were gone? Busy saving children? Killing evil things?
Well, I didn't know about that.
Weren't really sure where you were.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Business for the Jarl. I know I ran out really fast, but it was really one of those things where, you know, the Jarl says... go save these vanishing children, and you gotta kind of say yes, Jarl, and leave as soon as possible.
One of those things.
Yeah, it turns out some goblins were stealing children and putting them to work as slaves in a mine, so we killed all the goblins, saved the children, ended up killing the next Jarl over and his eldest son. Not entirely sure why we did that, but the Valkyrie
the
said that.
We didn't kill his eldest son.
His advisor.
Yeah, we killed his advisor instead. His
right,
weird,
right,
heathen,
okay,
not
yeah.
liking the god's advisor.
We almost killed his eldest son, but yes, the wee one got him to stand down. So, yeah, I'm not entirely sure why we killed them, but the Valkyrie said it had to be done. It's been an eventful few weeks.
I think it's only been one.
Has it? It seems like so much longer.
I thought it was two, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was two just simply from, like, travel time and such, but yeah. Whatevs. It's been a long... It's been a busy insert
time. It's been a busy time. Multiple days.
Yeah. They put us up in hall, in a not hall, the other place that we stayed for a couple of days while we recovered.
Well, that sounds like you've had quite an adventure. And now you're going to go kill all of the Jotun?
Yeah! It's gonna be so awesome! Thor's gonna be there... We're gonna be there. Apparently Freya's gonna be there, according to that one guy.
How long is that going to take?
I don't know. However long it takes to kill all the Jotuns ever. I look at Orin again. Do you have a time schedule on this?
He shrugs. Never.
Never? What?
Yep.
But you were so excited about doing this before.
No, I'm just saying I never set a time schedule.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Wait, is this Orin the Deathless? Why would he set a time schedule?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just like, you know, like...
He has literally
a day,
forever to do.
A week, the rest of our lives, longer than we'll be alive, that sort of thing.
Yeah, rest of his life.
That rest of his life sounds about right.
Oh, well.
I'll figure it out. Details.
Well, that's for tomorrow. Tonight, we party! And then Bjorn party with everyone. Because it's his birthday, damn it.
It is his birthday.
Yep.
He's a whole 18 years old now.
Yeah, I was going to say, how old is Bjorn?
He's 18.
Huh. So on the older end of things.
Yeah, he's still, not, you know, super mature, as I'm sure you can tell.
Okay. Avon, you go off and find the Jarl, who is sitting at a feast table laid out in front of his home. He's just kind of sitting back watching people. Doesn't seem to be much of a partier.
Yeah, I go over to him and I do the usual pleasantries, bow to him and kneel. My Jarl, we have returned.
So, rather shockingly, his wife is there, which she is not seen in public very much.
Yeah, that's right, the seer.
Yes, Brune the seer. She is bald-headed, covered in tattoos of runes and sigils, and has a patch over her left eye, where you assume there is not one.
Hmm. Oh, Maiden Brune. I swallow visibly. My Jarl, to what occasion is this that we are blessed with the presence of your mate?
Simply a festival day, and my beloved has decided to come out and celebrate with us.
Truly an impressive occasion. This must be one heck of a festival, then. Well, we return with good tidings. New allies. I shall have to give you a full report, perhaps at a time when you are less preoccupied.
What is the short version?
We stopped the problem of the children disappearing. Found our way to the source. Have adopted for ourselves quite a mission. We found some new allies. And the Jarl of the neighboring kingdom is deceased and his son has taken over.
News has traveled as such. They say a mad Valkyrie struck him down.
I think a better word would be angry.
Yeah,
mad.
I was about to say, she was certainly angry.
But yes, it was from what I understand, his blaspheming against the gods. I know nothing other than the words that I have been told of this.
Brune smiles. Her teeth are unpleasant. Indeed, you know nothing.
Jon Snow.
And even so, you intend to bathe a lost son in the blood of his people.
Yes, that is the mission that we have adopted. A very perceptive, my. Actually, what is the title for a Jarl's wife?
Lady?
Yeah.
First. Yeah, okay. You are very. Your powers of sight are impressive indeed, my lady.
Give us a kiss, and I'll reveal more.
Does she make smoochy faces?
I look to the Jarl, reach out my hand and take hers, and then kneel and give it a kiss.
You're a cute little one.
I'd like to keep you in a cage at the foot of my bed.
Do it.
I disagree.
No, she'd like to.
Yeah, you can't disagree that she'd like
to. There's no arguing that.
I have much work to do. I have much work to do for your husband, my lady.
Roll a strength saving roll.
Strength based upon danger.
Yeah.
Now in a cage. This is
it's very clear to me what's going to happen to you. It's written all over your face and your back, your chest, and every available patch of skin.
That sounds vaguely dirty.
Melanoma. You're gonna be in a cage at the foot of my bed.
Oh, God.
No, it's melanoma.
Yeah. A body-wide case of herpes.
You already have harpy AIDS.
One hell of a staph infection.
That's an infection of the staff.
Ooh.
As a wizard, staff infections are a problem. Okay, she can continue now. We're done.
Are you? Okay.
Never.
You meddle in forces you don't understand, little one. And in this instance, ignorance is only bliss for so long.
Well, I guess I could say that you read me like a book.
Now you're catching on. You're quicker than I believed.
Then what do you suggest?
What do I suggest? It's a clever question. Are you willing to take advice?
Only on certain things. My next mission, for example. As always, I serve my Jarl.
You carry a burden that cannot be destroyed, but it can be passed to another.
A nod. Some burdens are very difficult to let go of, my lady.
The burdens that come with power. They are heavy indeed, but most men only seek more and more. Just ask my husband.
Perhaps I have an advantage then. I am no man.
I'd like to see about that.
Whoa.
At the foot of my bed.
Ah, your wit as always, my lady. I am afraid to be charming and open with her, so I'm not going to be.
Would you like to stay and have a drink, little one?
If it pleases you. Yeah.
It takes a little more than that.
At the foot of my bed.
This is just getting really uncomfortable for...
She likes them small.
I just, well, what, like, how is Sorlinson reacting to this?
He's probably used to it.
He does this all the time.
Yeah, they do sleep in separate beds.
Sipping his drink and bemused.
No, he's not even amused, just, like, resignation that this is just the bullshit his wife does.
This is why they actually got married, because he's totally into all of this.
He actually sleeps in a cage at the foot of her bed.
He likes to watch.
He's got some BDSM
yeah,
shit
going on. He never said that one wasn't in a cage.
Well, no, they have separate beds. One's for sleeping.
One's for other things.
Like what? I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
Eating.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Eating. Oh, they just have like a special cracker bed.
Yeah. Oh God. Oh man. That's a great idea. That's a horrible idea.
No, it's a bed devoted to crackers, so that the one you sleep on doesn't get crackers on it.
Ugh. Crackers the height of never opulence. Be in your bed.
I don't have a guest room, but I've got a cracker bed.
Yeah, it's like having two steak dinners. You only need one. It's just another sign of prestige.
It's like surf and turf.
Okay. What other nonsense are the rest of you getting up to?
So, all right. So Hild's following me? All right.
Yep.
Hey, Hildy, why don't you show me this place? And I go to pat her on the back. And when I do, I apply Oil of Taggart to her, which puts her in a light sleep. It's a poison. Mm-hmm. That I've had since the beginning. Because I got houses to steal from. Before it gets dark and I go blind.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. I got houses to steal from.
Just curious. Senses that pierce the lies, would that apply to any other type of deception other than spoken ones?
So, on the poisons, it also says some poisons are applied, like Oil of Taggart, meaning you have to carefully apply it to the target or something they eat or drink.
Right.
As opposed to touch poisons.
Touch would be if it was on...
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd need to rub it into her skin.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pat her on the back.
You have to give her a massage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the thing is, her wings are always exposed, so...
Yes, but wings are not a way to distribute poison because they're covered in feathers.
I was getting more to the fact that it's not just a casual touch. It's like,
yeah,
eat, drink, or like
I will
massage
it
into her skin.
Done.
It's like, wow, you look
what
pale.
What do I have to roll?
You think it's suntan lotion?
Okay, so, yeah, I would say no, it can't distinguish like a physical act that is deceptive. Okay. Probably your assumption would be this is clumsy flirting. Because that's happened to you a lot. Like, there's a lot of people who want a bag of Valkyrie. So when he says, hey, how about you show me around and starts rubbing your back?
The boob plate doesn't help.
Yeah, or I was going to say, like, maybe just kind of like a back of the neck or something like that.
Yeah. But, like, I'm assuming he's doing it to his back where there's exposed skin.
Yeah, like anywhere where there's exposed skin.
But like I also wouldn't let him touch me that long or that hard, I suppose.
Yeah, like, okay.
Like, that's just weird.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's going to be something opposed to then.
Well, let's see how far he's willing to push it, because yeah, when you start reaching out to touch her, she like recoils.
Like, ew, it's a boy. No.
I keep
more like,
going
you, I don't trust you.
Like, I'm going for the gold on this.
Oh, define go.
All right, Hill.
He goes all the way.
Yeah, pretty gross.
I'm going to, like, kick him away. Like, if he leaned in, I'm going to, like, shove him with my feet away.
All right, your intention to hurt him or just get him the hell away from you?
Get him away. And then maybe see if I can figure out what's up with Descent Realities, but...
Mm. All right, well, yeah, let's start with the Defy Danger.
Dexterity-based?
Strength, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, for her. She's the one defying danger. Well, I'd say strength applies, too. You can just plant the haft of your halberd at him. Can't prod him away.
That'll be 11 plus 2, so that's 13.
Jesus. Oh.
He accidentally applies it to himself now.
I love this. This is some antics, man.
Yeah, I mean, you shove him away, and I mean, I don't think you even need to make a discern realities, because the first thing you do is look at the hand that he's trying to fondle you with, and it's all shiny.
I'm leveling my blade at him. What is your game?
Gold, baby. That's the only game in town, and I'm going to get some. I run. Can I escape her?
She's winged.
She has.
There's a lot of people in town. I can lose her in the crowd.
That's actually pretty damn true. Yeah.
So you're running back into the party crowd?
Yep. I am running from you and losing you.
Well, the thing he said is true.
That's true.
It's... Are you going to try to pursue him?
Yes, and probably meanwhile shout, "Stop that man, he wishes to rob you all."
Ooh.
And I have a little more rapport than you do in this place, so...
And I'm gonna yell, "It's that crazy Valkyrie that done killed the Jarl next door. Get her."
Jesus. They're gonna get me.
Okay,
like,
so
she's from here.
Like, I've been know for her. A while.
So real quick question.
Okay.
When you say stop that man, he's going to rob you all, would you say you're giving an NPC an order based on your divine authority?
Yes.
I guess. Sure. We'll try that.
Because that is a very specific power you possess.
That's true.
Oh.
I don't use it much. I didn't find it.
Yeah, it's because it's bossing people around.
I am the law. Like, should I roll that?
Yeah, go for it.
There's gunboat diplomacy.
On failure.
Seven. So they choose one. Do what you say, back away cautiously, then flee, attack you.
Yeah, it's a mix amongst the crowd. I'd say, you know, the meeker ones back away. It was like, wait, it's thief? What's going on? And then some people try to chase after Gream. Gream, you claim it's that crazy Valkyrie. They don't seem to buy that. For probably not the first time in your life, there is an angry mob forming against you. What would you like to do?
Keep on running.
Right.
Try to escape the mob and Hild.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you trying to, like, disappear into the crowd?
Yep.
Like, go, like, physically hide or just outrun them?
Disappear into the crowd.
All right. I'd call that a defy danger based on your charisma, then.
Ooh, I have charisma.
Yeah, like slip into the crowd, like grab a cloak, put your hood up.
It's a 9.
That's some success.
Yeah.
Ugly joy. Yeah.
Make him, if you really wanted to distract him, you could take your current set of gold and just cast it away, try and, like, distract everyone with coins. And then go for a big score.
That might work. The other alternative you have is you see, hanging out of one of the shop carts, a lovely full body dress that you think would conceal you.
Ooh.
You can be pretty.
Those are the two plans that spring to mind.
Yeah, I'm going for the dress.
Okay. Yeah, you pull on a dress and woman's hat, like slip into an alleyway, and slide out the other side, dressed up as a woman. And take a seat next to a drunken Bjorn.
As Grimhild.
Is there anything I could do to kind of counteract?
Yeah, I'm going to say you can go ahead and make me discern realities. Like, take flight and survey the area, trying to figure out where you went.
Okay. Wait, so did you say that... Gream sits down next to drunken
Hold
Bjorn.
On a second. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
A lovely lady in a big hat and dress.
Hey, lady. We're gonna kill the Jotuns.
Oh, so strong.
I have 10 on discern reality, so 3 questions. I'm going to go up in the air, and where's the one that I'm looking for? What here is not what it appears to be.
Well, that lady at the table with Bjorn is not a lady.
There we go. I'm going to swoop down and pick him up by the dress and fly up.
Hey!
Take me, sir!
What are you doing? I was talking to her.
I don't believe this is a her you would like to speak with, Bjorn.
What do you mean?
I'll, I guess, throw off the hat hood thing that he has on.
Gasp! Skin.
So beautiful! No.
You got a pretty damn face.
Or in size next to you both.
How high in the air are we, would you say?
Decently so, where if I were to drop you, it'd be damaging at the very least.
How damaging?
Well, that depends on how well you can take a fall.
I'm gonna go for the old oil a tag it on her hand that's holding me. I'm gonna go for the rubdown again.
Can I hold my blade up against his neck at this point?
Probably not while you're holding him.
Yeah, yeah. You got a Pikmon.
You're holding a full-grown adult man in the air. You probably need both hands.
It's not like it picked up Avon or something like that.
Or Sasa.
That's true.
As a squirrel.
Well, Sasa would probably just turn into
a Well, when he starts doing something weird, I'm going to dive down and slam him on the ground then. So I can kind of be on top of him.
We have to defy the danger of the oil of Taggit.
Well, I'm going to say make a hack and slash, and if you expose yourself to an enemy's attack, it would be his Oil of Taggit shenanigans.
Fair. Ooh, double sixes, so that makes it 12, 13, 14.
Uh-oh.
And no, I'm not going to make that more damaging to expose myself.
Well, wait a second. You're still dealing a d12 to him, aren't you?
D10.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how much health you have, but we'll see.
More than 10.
The crowd in the village
She's
square
thirsty.
Starts
She's
to part as you move to pile drive green
fucking
into the ground.
A seismic toss right here.
I deal 7.
Yeah. Grim, she knocks your breath away and she hits you against the ground and road hauls you a short way. This festival's gone really south, really fast.
Bjorn's gonna get up and stagger over and say, Hey! You're ruining the party! Why? Who did what? And he's like gonna drunkenly like wave his hammer in their general direction.
I'm going to plant my foot on his chest and hold my blade up against him now that my hands are free. And he wishes to rob you all blind.
Untrue,
what?
She's bloodthirsty.
Dude, party foul. Come on.
She killed the Jarl next door and she wants to kill again.
No, she doesn't. Let me just lay this out to you. One thing that you need to know about Hild is that Hild is a good and faithful person, and she's very trustworthy. And she's only doing what she thinks is best for everyone. And if that involves you being, I don't know what, not allowed to steal from them, I think that's a good call on her part.
I'm curious, does the Jarl heal this?
He's walking over.
Because there was quite commotion.
The cacophony.
Do I happen to be with him because of this?
Yeah, you definitely heard this, and as soon as like the clamoring went about, he pushed himself up and head straight for it. And you start to walk away. Bruin tells you, "I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you walk away."
Awesome.
What exactly is the meaning of this?
Oh, that man's a thief that we let loose from a neighboring Jarldom. Because he was stealing stuff.
Wait, you let him loose because he was stealing stuff?
No, he was held because he was stealing stuff. We let him loose because he knew stuff about, like, the kids and the slavery and all that nonsense that you asked us to go take care of.
My Jarl, this
Why
is
did
going
you
to
even
all be
let
murder.
Him loose in
Which,
the first
by the way, you said in front of this entire crowd that thing that was supposed to be secret.
He just like, looks around drunkenly at everyone going, shh, it's a secret.
I am face palming, so like I'm just I'm clutching my head in rage right now.
Don't tell the drunken Jotun
sort of
things
slide
that need to be
next
secrets.
To Orin and sit down. Just probably looking a bit uncomfortable.
Your friends are a pack of idiots.
Yeah, we are.
Has this man committed a crime in my Jarldom?
Never.
Probably tried to. I don't know. It fits
Wait,
his bill.
Is that true?
That's technically true. Okay. Yeah, he has not committed a crime yet.
Well, it might not be true. He said never.
If Bjorn believes it to be true, I will then...
Wait, no. He totally has to have, because he has my dad's pocket watch. So that means he has indeed committed a
theft. But it wasn't in this Jarldom.
Yeah, yes, so it was, because we live in this Jarldom.
But I never came here with the watch.
Ergo, the crime has not been committed.
Wait, no, hold on. You have the watch.
You don't know that.
No, but out of character. We're asking out of character, are you lying?
It's, determining where the crime occurred. Because
that was before I even got here.
Yeah, you stole from someone in this Jarldom, though.
Yeah, because you have my dad's watch. My dad lives here.
Does Grim believe it, that he's never committed a crime in this Jarldom?
Where did you get the watch, is what I'm wondering.
It probably happened in the other Jarldom, yeah.
Like, he was supposed to deliver it from the dwarves and never did.
Okay.
Just never showed up.
So that would be the moment he stole it.
Okay.
I mean, there's a very strong argument that he committed a crime against someone in the Jarldom.
Yes.
But the point is,
does he believe?
Yeah, it's a lie from the perspective of the person telling it.
Right. I understand that. I just wanted to be sure of, like, it wasn't like he broke into the house and took it. As long as it's like that, cool. We're all good.
Okay. So you've never committed a crime in the Jarldom, allegedly.
I'm an innocent man.
That sounds like a lie.
He's definitely not an innocent man.
Yeah, this is like that. This is
stomp on you some more.
This is like that episode of The Simpsons where it's like
stop. Do you have any evidence that he committed any crime in my Jarldom?
His hand looks kind of shiny.
Oh, I have questions still. Oh, what here is useful or valuable to me in this very situation?
I would probably say the poison all over his hand.
And what should I be on the lookout for?
The poison on my hand.
Yeah.
Seems like a fair cop.
Then searching with you, El, and I will continue to restrain him.
I never did nothing to nobody, and I wipe it on myself. So I go to sleep.
Yep, he just falls asleep in your arms.
That's
you mean on the ground?
Suspicious.
On the ground, just stepping on my chest.
Just takes a nap. Avon, is this man another one of your friends?
Huh.
He sure is. He's a great guy.
You're asleep.
He always says in his sleep.
His skills have been immensely useful to us along the way, and he has information that can help us.
Have they really?
He has, in fact,
killed two Valkyries.
Yeah, he's definitely been really good in the fight.
Take him to the barn to sleep it off. Hild, you do not get to enact rogue law in my Jarldom. If you have evidence of a crime, bring it before me, and we will punish the guilty.
I will sling him over my shoulder and then search him when we get to the barn.
give him the pat down.
She's gonna be fair, this is him.
Yes. Bream, on the plus side, this is more action with a Valkyrie than like literally any other mortal man gets.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna brag about this.
Well, I mean, Glinda's husband got more.
Oh yeah, yeah, but she wasn't a Valkyrie at that point.
Yes, she was. She never stopped being a Valkyrie.
Oh, that's a theological discussion.
Yeah, is Valkyrie like a race or like a...
She still had her wings.
No, she lost her wings.
Yeah,
she
that's
had
like
spectral
the
wings after.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's, oh, she that's... had the light wings. That's what that was.
Right. That's right. The jam is that you cut off your wings and I guess transubstantiate like an angel.
Yeah, just like a dogma. Got it.
Yeah. Well, also just in general practice.
Orin turns to Sasa. I'm thinking about just running away from this pack of morons and scoundrels.
Okay, I can show you the woods.
That sounds lovely.
I will show Orin the woods.
Bjorn is busy talking to his drinking buddies. Yeah, that was weird. Did y'all think that was crazy and weird? Man, what? Man, that sucks. Just killed the vibe of the party, man.
I bet I can outdrink you, Bjorn.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say that I've already been in like 20 drinking competitions, and I'm not going to stop.
Okay.
Until you die of alcohol poisoning. Or the night ends. Whatever comes.
No, no. Drinking is in service to his god.
Oh, yeah.
His god would never allow him to... Actually, his god would absolutely allow him to die in the line of duty.
All right. Avon, are you going with Hill? Does she... carries Green like a sack of potatoes,
like yeah. A baby cradle.
We gotta have, yeah, we gotta have words.
All right. Yeah, you reach a barn. The sun has set by this point. Hild, are you being gentle with him?
No.
All right.
So I wake up.
Yeah, you only fall into a light sleep, so you wake up on the way.
Oh my god, I'm blind. She made me blind.
Suits you.
Maybe when you can't see anything, you can't steal anything. Green, as long I... Your skills are...
Can I roll a pickpocket on Tom while he's talking to me?
I'm still in turn to intend to search your bags anyways. Or search your body, really.
It's going to be very difficult seeing as you are the center of attention right now.
And also blind.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
You are blind, and everyone is watching you, and you are currently being strip searched.
All right, okay. There might be a cavity search as well.
Yeah. I freed you because I see skill within you. You've been brave. You've been valiant. You stabbed me through the hand, and I forgave you for that because it was brutally effective against our foes.
You feel yourself thrown down in a stack of hay.
Is it a soft hay or a hard hay?
It's hard hay.
Ugh. Owie.
It's actually their needle stack that they hide a piece of hay in.
Now I can't
speak. Like finding hay in a needle stack.
Use needles now, too.
I can't speak for whatever kind of crazed justice Hild is going to dole out, and she doles out quite a bit of it, but I was asked that at least while you're in our yarldom, you don't steal from it, but you can steal from anyone outside of it. That's a big score, right?
Deal. He said it.
Does these terms sound reasonable to you, Hild?
Fuck no! As long as you also don't steal from any agents of the gods, even outside of this yard.
Unfortunately, she will dispense bloody justice on that, and I have no control over that. But it seems as though if we want to come to some sort of agreement about this, perhaps your stealing would be best suited for things that we are mutually aligned against.
All right, I'll only steal outside this yarldom, and Hild can't do anything about it.
No, that's actually not at all what we just agreed to.
You said only if it's against agents of the god.
Right. Gods agents, agents of the gods. No stealing from the agents of
the gods. Or the gods themselves.
And the gods themselves, that's a good one, yes.
Damn.
You have evidence
that the gods
you have evidence that the gods exist and that their fury is righteous. In fact, you got slammed into the ground by the righteous fury of the gods. I think at this point...
I got slammed into the ground by a bird lady.
Right, righteous fury of the gods. I think at this point, it would be in your best interest to steal from things that are not agents of the gods. And what definitely them that live in this yardom. Or the gods themselves. But you're, I assure you, there's lots and lots of money out there. And in fact, I think we can come up with some wonderful ways to acquire money for you. Because
I
now I'm getting a business
shiny hand.
Because now I'm getting a business proposal in my head.
He'll, you search him still?
Yes. I'm not stopping that.
Yeah, these rough Valkyrie hands poking and prodding at you.
Oh yeah, baby.
What have you got on you?
I have a warm gem, a broken substance dagger, some adventuring gear, a couple throwing daggers, a rapier, some poisons, some dungeon rations, and my leather armor.
And
how deep are you going with this?
Everything I could find. And as I pull stuff out, I'm going to ask you where you got them, and I will know if you lie.
Well, the watch, you can always say you got it from some dwarves.
That's true.
That's not a lie.
Yeah, I mean, really, he has weapons, obviously, but the items of interest, I mean, there's a gem that's slightly warm to the touch. There's some vials of oil and the crushed root. And there is a dwarven invention.
Wait, can I have this hidden in, like, a secret pocket on my armor?
Yeah, but I'm going to give Hild a wisdom check to find it. That she's searching you.
She's feeling you up, so.
Actually, I'll make it a defy danger for you.
A dexterity-based one? Like a sleight of hand thing?
Opposed wisdom to hide well?
So, wait, am I still making the wisdom roll?
No, don't bother. I'm going to make him the active party here. Yeah, make a dex to, like... slide things around and hide it during your
search. That's an 11.
Oh.
Yeah, I got good dex.
Lost your care to a cat.
Yeah. What are you hiding?
The watch.
Okay.
Of course.
Obviously the watch. Like,
I don't
want to
know
fine.
Where you're hiding it.
Oh, man. I don't even want it back anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll let you smell it later.
Oh, God.
I guess you could say that watch has been in a man's...
You ever see Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all have.
Yeah.
Alice hasn't.
You find a gem that's slightly warm to the touch and some vials of oil and crushed root.
Mm-hmm. And his answers to my questions regarding them aren't questionable, so I'll let him keep it.
Nice. Nothing suspicious here, just your old stand-up cream.
That's gonna ring as a lie.
Well,
you also find a best guy in town award.
Okay, so swear to me that you will not steal from anyone within this yardom, or the gods, or any agent of the god. And I will hold you to this promise.
I swear that I, Greem Shackleton, Greem Anita Shackleton, will not steal from this yarldom or the gods.
And agents of the gods.
Yes. And agents of the gods. Seal it with a kiss. You have to kiss me or it's not getting done.
Does the lie detector go off when you changed your name to Greem Anita Shackleton?
No, that is in fact his middle name.
That's awesome.
Are you sealing it with a kiss?
Seal it with a kiss of my blade.
Yeah!
Okay. Graham, are you lying?
Ah, oh, man. Love stealing.
There's going to be so many things for you to steal from.
Okay, yeah, well, like agents of the gods.
Do you intend to keep this promise?
Probably not, if history shows.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is there any way around this?
I think that there's a rules lawyer way around this. For example, there's apparently a lot of people who have refused the service of the gods. They are fair game.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people you could still steal from.
Yeah, but just not, like, people I don't want you to steal from.
There's entire nations of people you can steal from.
Yes, because I'm assuming it's Norse gods that she cares about.
But I'd say it's only a lie if you don't intend to keep the promise. If you think you're actually going to do it and fail later, it wouldn't be a lie now, but you'd still face the inevitable consequences.
Ooh, that's true. Yep, promise.
Okay. So you intend to keep it.
Yeah, we'll see if that works, though. I might forget. Klepto. I might forget.
Klepto.
Certainly going to make things interesting.
Gil Anderson, what are you getting up to?
Honestly, I'm probably just going to skulk around the edges.
Because you can't talk to anybody. Drinks.
Yeah. I don't really want to talk the way I am.
Well, maybe the alcohol helps with the tongue thing.
Probably not.
It makes you slur and...
No. The idea is that everybody is going to be able to, like, everyone will be able to talk to you because everybody else is all, like, drunk as fuck, so...
Yeah, you don't stand out.
Yeah, everyone is
talking funny.
So yeah, have a few drinks, just enjoy what I can, but yeah, I don't plan to get up to any serious business or anything like that.
Okay. Unless anyone else has something to do.
Yeah. Well, Hild and I gotta have words, and I'm gonna make that, like, I mentioned that to her I'd like to have mentioned that to her while Green is asleep. Or was asleep.
Okay.
Yep. It was a light sleep, though.
Yeah.
And that Valkyrie is not gentle.
She's rough. She wouldn't even kiss
rough
me.
Rough as fuck.
Yeah, you kissed the blade, though.
Yeah, she felt you up, and then she wouldn't even kiss you.
I know it.
just blue balls for a Valkyrie.
What conversation do you want to have with Hild?
So you asked me a question earlier, and it seems as though you've got some sort of god-powered lie detector on here, so I'm going to be frank with you. I pull out the book.
So I have a question about this thing, though. Are there any blank pages in the back of it? And has there writing there that wasn't there before?
There is not writing, but there's a map that you are quite sure wasn't there before. And at the end of the map...
Dark Tower?
That's the thing.
Yeah. This is new. Do you know what this is, Hild?
Do I know what that is?
Go ahead and spout lore.
We'll see. I'm not good about this. Four. So no. Let me take that experience then.
What do I get to do?
Winston, I don't think you can look mildly irritating while in that spot. Or mildly irritated.
You absolutely do know what it is, because he holds it up and he shows you a blank page.
Why are you showing me a blank page?
I look at the page I'm showing her, what do I see?
You see a map of a strange area ending in a dark tower that is written in a dark red substance.
Is that substance blood?
Probably wine.
Yeah, you're pretty sure it's your own blood.
That's why.
You don't know how you recognize it as your own, but...
One of those things you know.
It tastes different.
Well, that tells me much more that I need to know about this thing. This is a tome, I think. It was given to me by my father before I had left home. It's family tradition of sorts. We all strike out and settle in some other place. I come from a long line of minstrels and song weavers and other crazed things that you would probably think is nonsense, but I haven't any of the talent for it at all. But I can sing, and so my father handed me this nonsense, some sort of songbook. Whatever I read from it, I mean, you've seen what happens. Wounds close and blades sharpen and the sounds ring out from nowhere. When we were traveling, I saw a tunnel. A tunnel into a tower that I believe to be... I believe there is a sister book to this that someone is trying to communicate to me with. And the fact that you can't see it and I can suggests that whoever it is either not connected to the gods or perhaps has a very special message for me. But the page I showed you is a map. I believe the tower that I saw. I was trying to keep it from everybody, but it seems as though I'm no longer able to lie to you. Well, it's not as though I was lying, perhaps by omission, but... Hild, I'm scared, and I don't necessarily want to throw this away, both because it's something of an heirloom, and... Well, I relate to her the story of what Brune the Seer told me when I was having a conversation with her. There's danger and strange magic surrounding this book, and I've refrained from using it as much as I can ever since strange things started happening. Someone is speaking to me in here. And I'd like to try to speak to them. But I'm unsure if they're a friend or foe, and right now I'm leaning towards foe.
It's best to assume as such.
Well, regardless, if there's one thing that I don't want to do, it's bring danger to this Jarldom, so... Still, there is great power there, and since we seem to have adopted some sort of major quest to... rise up against the Jotun, perhaps we could take advantage of it. I'm at an impasse.
If this book stems from evil, it may not be the best way to combat the Jotun.
I'm aware of that. But I have no idea if it does yet. Again, it's still up in the air, and although I'm leaning in one direction, again, I have foes who aren't necessarily evil, and we have very evil people with us who aren't necessarily foes.
I am not very learned in the ways of magic and sorcery. Perhaps we should consult with the wizard of our group.
Yes, Glyndus would maybe
or perhaps even Bjorn through his communications with
gods.
Yes, with Thor has insight on this matter.
Perhaps even
you're gonna want to wait till the morning.
Yeah. I shudder to think that perhaps even Orin might be able to offer some insight. Someone as old as him and perhaps as learned in foul energies might be a valuable resource, although I'd like to save him as a last resort.
Perhaps. I would like to reiterate my advice to not mess with what you don't have knowledge with.
Well, I have other ways of conveying my family's talents. This book has been a crutch, so perhaps it would be in my best interest to leave it in my pack. And, or perhaps... Then I immediately think of Grim. On my person, sealed up and tied to me at all times.
That may be best.
So, roughly about this point in the conversation, a very drunk Bjorn is going to stagger over and kind of lean on...
Avon? Probably Avon.
I was gonna say on both of you a little bit, and just be like swaying. Like he's gonna get himself up. Like, he's gonna say, "Hey, where's that skull? Do you still have it?
Skull?
The skull.
I'll take it out from my pack.
Oh!
I'm gonna grab for the skull and just like hold it in front of me looking at it.
I'm gonna be steadying your hands.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. But I'm gonna hold it and say, and I'm gonna like lean in real close and whisper, "Hey, Mr. Skullman, who has it out for me?"
What?
That's the only thing you can ask the skull. Yeah.
Yes. Little red pinpricks appear in the eyes, and there's an inhalation, like a labored breath. Smath.
I think it's broken.
I doubt it is.
Do you recognize that voice? I didn't sound like a name to me. It sounded like a
onomatopoeia, Bjorn.
That, yeah. That one.
I'm impressed you know that word.
I'm gonna like wiggle it out from his hand and put it away.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. I missed that. What?
Apparently someone named Smath has it in for me.
Is that something that you can...
Is that somebody I know? Can I roll to spout knowledge on who Smath is?
Smath.
Smath.
What did you just do?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so that's intelligence. And okay.
He's drunk right now.
Yeah. So that's a 5.
Oh.
Do I know who that is? I think I might know. Maybe.
It's another name for Loki.
It's another name for Thor. Oh no! What have I done?
You're repeating it like smap, smap, smap. Like
I say it 3 times and they appear.
Yeah, just like Beetlejuice.
Your breath comes out visible. Ugh. Which is weird because it's not cold enough for that. But it's like the steamy breath of a winter's day. But the name is meaningless to you.
Huh. I shrug. So you guys look pretty serious over here. What you talking about? It's a party. Come on. Come on.
Hild, would you like to take some time and celebrate?
I have nothing else to really do.
Why don't we take a moment and celebrate?
I'm blind.
Yeah, we leave you in that barn.
Bjorn comes back in a few minutes and like presses a mug of ale into your hand and then leaves you alone for the rest of the night.
You're an angel.
So I'm I'm actually gonna pull out my rapier and then just start doing the dance that I did before in the cave, like around the barn, and then I'm going to free Grimm's mind from an enchantment and attempt to heal him for 2d8 damage, and gods be damned.
It's not gonna work.
It's probably not gonna work. I have to pick 2 though, so. Hey! It's an 11. Grimm, you're healed for 4 damage. It's not all of it, it's some. And,
hey, it's most of it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an enchantment on your mind or if whatever teleportation it's sickness is, if it's discombobulating you, but.
Yeah, I mean, you certainly heal the. You're doing a dance you can't see. That's interesting.
It sounds like there's rats in here just scuttling around.
let me read about bards and your performance.
If it has to be visible or audible.
Yeah, I have to weave a performance into a basic spell. That's all it says, so.
Oh, so okay. There doesn't necessarily have to be
an audience. Yeah, it sounds like it doesn't matter if he knows about it or not. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Scream, that's some good ale, because you feel much better from the pummeling that you took earlier. But things don't get any more visible.
Nice.
And again, it's pretty dim in here to begin with.
It is a darkened barn.
Hold a private show. Green, I suggest you get some rest.
I guess I can't do nothing else.
I reach out to, like, touch him.
I start walking away. I'm going to go and find him some food. Trying to bring him a plate of it. Yeah, bring him a... I'm going to bring him a plate of, like, good, like meat and buns and things like that.
Alone and blind.
Oh, food, you asshole. Myself.
It's not easy being Green.
Oh, god damn.
That was terrible, Tom. You should so feel bad.
Well, I'm going to write that one down and use it all the time.
Well, you know, I mean, someday, we still have to get to Jotunheim, and someday we'll find it, that Rainbow Bridge connection.
Terrible. Okay. So most of you guys eat, drink, and make merry.
Yes.
Sasa, are you just taking Orin out into the woods? Showing him your new tree? It's not as good as your old tree.
Not nearly as good. And the tree that Bjorn planted to replace it, and then rant about how it's not big enough.
Okay. He gathers up some fallen sticks and moss and leaves and makes a little shelter for himself. And goes to sleep. The rest of you party the evening away.
Yep. I mean, yep.
Yeah. I think we should take a couple of days and rest and try and get rid of all of our conditions.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we actually finally might level up? Oh my goodness.
Well, I guess the question is, do any of you guys think about where Orin is when you wake up in the morning?
I'd probably go check on all the party members, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not in town either.
I just make my way back to the quarters of the Jarl. So...
Yeah, I'd go looking, hungover as I am, and just I'd be like, hey, where'd Sasa and Dead Guy go?
Alright, well,
I'd go to where that bastard is.
How's your tongue?
Yeah. Well, you guys look around the town, meet up with each other, and realize you can't find Sasa or Orin.
How the fuck am
I? My first place looking for Sasa would be at her new tree.
Yeah, you know where her tree is.
I play
Sasa, are you at your tree?
Let's see.
Are you just following Bjorn while he follows you?
Yeah, I'll be at my tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
You walk to her new tree. There's a makeshift shelter on the ground nearby.
Okay. I'm going to make note of it, run back into town, grab some form of, like, whatever's available for a small breakfast, and then head back out and give it to Orin.
Yeah.
Well, he said shelter. He didn't say Orin was there.
I'm assuming.
Yes. Are you telling the others? Because
if I see them, then I'm going to be like, if I see them, then I'm going to say, hey, I'm getting some breakfast for Orin. You want to come talk to him? You seem worried.
Yeah, he's sitting outside his makeshift shelter with Sasa. And he will happily eat the food you bring him. Seemingly unconcerned about poison.
Well, I mean,
probably
he's really got nothing to be scared of. Yeah.
Poison
is
a coward's weapon.
I'm going to bring Grim some breakfast as well.
Yeah, Grim, you can see.
Oh, thanks, pal. I'm not blind anymore from that delicious beer, ale, that I was given last night. Hmm. That paladin... that cleric is an angel.
Aww. Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
a brave soul.
Yeah, while Orin is eating, I'm going to say, hey, does the name Smaff mean anything to you?
Does the breathy thing happen?
No.
No? Okay.
I'd say no to the breathy thing happening. Sounds like a Jotun name.
Okay. That makes sense. Apparently he wants to kill me. Whatever.
Fair enough.
It's okay, because if he's a Jotun, then I want to kill him too, so fair's fair.
Oh, couldn't he want to kill you because you'll be trying to kill him?
I know, right? Fair's fair.
Or her. I don't know the difference between...
I mean, I'm an equal opportunity Jotun killer, so...
I'm assuming you and your friends are going to want to take a few days and rest and recover.
Probably. That'd be a good idea.
You smell funny, Bjorn.
Yeah, well, I haven't had a chance to make it out to the river today. It's been a lot of beer and a lot of greasy foods and such. It's a thing. It's an after-party
thing. Make it a priority.
See if I bring you breakfast tomorrow, and I sulk off towards the river.
I'm going to spend my day. I'd like to hunt down Gilinterested at some point, but I'm going to be writing a full report for the Jarl, although it seems as though he already knows what happened. Thanks, Bjorn.
Drunk Bjorn is the most,
Communication is important.
And I'm actually gonna make good on my promise to write that poem about the adventure that Hild had here, too.
Okay. And the one you promised to include the farmer.
Yeah, the one that I promised to include the farmer in as well, and his, how incredibly, how many times that cart saved us. A long trip.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you guys rest, recover, shake off your debilities and your transportation sickness.
Oh, okay, great.
Nice.
Over the next few days, and I assume level up.
Hooray.
And hit points, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Did people get cool level up stuff?
It depends. It depends exactly on what we get at the end of session thing, because if we get one experience from that, then I'll skip level 4 entirely and go directly to level 5.
Wait, it's 7 plus the level you are?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't fail anything this session, did I?
I did.
I failed
yeah,
one thing.
Yeah, we sure did, Kevin, didn't we?
Well, good times.
I get cheap shot when I level up. When
What's
using
cheap
a,
shot do?
Oh, when you, I love D6s, so when I'm using a precise or hand weapon, my backstab deals an extra 1d6 damage.
Nice.
I want detect magic.
Okay.
That's it. I just got another spell.
Is that a new spell or is that a move?
It's a new spell. But for me, it's a cantrip. Says it's a cantrip for elves. Does that mean I already know it? I don't even know.
Let me read it.
Just you says mean a rote?
No, detect magic.
Is it a level 1 or a rote, or what is it?
It's a level 1.
Hmm.
Oh.
But it says
detect
it's a
magic is a cantrip for you.
So it's
and
a, yeah.
You start out with all your cantrips. You already have it.
Okay, so I have it. Oh, fine then.
So, yeah, you get another spell and a move.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, you get another spell on your book, at any rate. You have to still pick what you're prepping.
Yeah. So, I get first aid. I bump my wisdom.
I bumped that's it. My wisdom. So now it is +3.
What'd you take for your move?
Communion of Whispers. So when I spend time in a place, I can make note of the resident spirits and then have a vision significant to me, my allies, or the spirits around me.
You guys have really short-circuited your investigation problems with magic of all sorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the best way to get around it.
I mean, adventurers are really just murder hobos anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not a murder hobo. Murder. I specifically took first aid, which means that...
Okay, so you're a healer murder hobo.
Yeah, cure wounds is a rote for me, so now I have more room in my spell selection for real murder spells.
I decided I'm Bloody Aegis for mine.
Oh, that's the thing, you can take a debility instead of damage?
Yep.
Oh, that's fun.
Are you trying to feed Winston screws?
Mostly more of a last resort kind of thing. No, trying to eat them.
Don't worry, at level 6 or 7, I'll take Divine Invincibility so that when, it's like twice a day when me or one of my friends is attacked, I can just be like, lol, no.
Nice.
I really should turn into a tree at some point.
Since you can.
Turn into a walking tree and then try to kill Bjorn.
Oh no.
Be my tree coming back for revenge.
I am ill-equipped. Hammers do not do well against trees. Oh man, that's terrifying.
Avon, what'd you take?
Oh, I didn't level the session.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, I did level up, sorry. I think I took... We haven't had a chance to do the level up action proper yet, so I think I took It Goes to 11.
That's, yeah, I'm assuming that's what you guys are doing during this downtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right
and now. Maybe some of you doing it twice, depending on this.
Yeah.
And Gilenderson leveled up, right? Have you decided what you're taking?
Oh, and I boosted my charisma. So it's 17.
I want to take counterspell.
You're going to take what?
Counterspell?
I want to take counterspell as a move.
Counterspell.
Counterspell.
Oh, I need to decide on my how I'm going to allocate my cleric stuff too. Later.
For your cleric stuff, it's just spellcasting, isn't it?
Oh, no, I mean, like, choose which spells to do when I commune. It's my...
Oh, okay. As it says, like, because you don't need to pick new spells that you know. You just need to. What you have.
Nope, I basically have the same selection that you do, but like yeah. I'm effectively one level lower.
Exactly.
But I still need to like choose them. Is the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not a lot of level 1 spells.
What about level 3 spells? Of...
Well, not level 3, level 2.
Oh. Oh.
Well, you can get level 3 spells, right? Because it's your level plus whatever. Plus one.
Yeah, well, you can't learn them until you hit that level, though. At least for clerics.
Wizards, I believe, are different.
They can't.
Well, clerics are level plus one.
Okay, yeah, but you can't actually prepare them until you hit that level.
Oh, right. Because, yeah. But, I don't know. I thought Kevin also took something that lets him pick even higher stuff.
Yeah, wizards don't have that prohibition. They can prepare new spells of their choice from the spellbook whose total levels don't exceed
except
their own
the
level
spellbook.
Plus one.
Except the spellbook is whenever you gain a level, you add a new spell of your level or lower. So there's
okay,
no prohibition.
So you'd have to find it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So yeah, unless you take like prodigy.
Yeah, it's like so. It's the prohibition
and
isn't
it would
in preparing.
Also be
it's in knowing.
His one spell.
Yeah, it would be one spell plus you know.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, that would be the one spell for the day. That'd be it.
Well, it'd be a good spell.
Man, Kevin,
the third level ones are cool ones.
Your audio quality just took a dive, Kevin.
Yeah, it's been like that for a few minutes.
I blame it on the other people that are using my internet. All right,
well, we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
Terrible.
End of session. Bonds resolved.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to resolve the one I have with Gilly. Because I have much to teach Gilly about courage and standing up for himself. And this session, he would not stop standing up for his beliefs to the point of everyone just being like, oh dear God, okay.
So, all right.
I would like to say that is resolved. If anything, I need to pull back a bit.
Yeah.
Squeaky wheel gets a lot of heavy size.
Change the bond to rein it in a little.
Yeah.
I feel that I have 3 that I've resolved, actually.
Let's hear them.
Well, I am writing about the Adventures of Hild. I have written it. Got to figure out something new now.
Yep.
I
have to say that again.
We made it out of the Arlden, and
everything's getting terrible.
Yeah. Everything you just said is dead.
Okay.
All right. Everyone's terrible now.
Am I? Can you hear
You're
me
now?
Now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I'm writing a ballad about the Adventures of Hild. I feel that's
Jack.
Because I did it. Gilindrisu is our only ally in a sea of enemies. I'll ensure his safety so he can ensure ours. We made it safely out of his Jarldom, and he is now, I presume, or I believe, in service to ours. So I think that's about as far as I can take that right now. We are definitely no longer within a sea of enemies.
Yep.
And green is a sharp blade in the fight. I'll focus his aim away from innocent targets.
And you get a vow to that end.
Yep.
Fair
so
enough.
So three resolved.
I guess for me, I'm going to think that the spirit spoke of a great danger that follows Hild. I'm starting to think that she's the great danger that follows herself. So I'm going to call that resolve, that she is the danger to herself.
Okay.
Because she is like, she will torture people, she will fly off the handle to deal, you know, vigilante justice.
Right, Hild is a great danger. Good, because if there's one thing this game didn't have enough of, it was infighting.
I've been trying to... I get the feeling that I'm going to become the catalyst for everybody cooperating at this point.
We're murdering each other.
I mean, yeah. I'm trying
no,
to
No, just with the... Like, I mean, the book and stuff. Just,
yeah.
I feel like
but,
that's going to be...
I'm
going
to try to write
like
some
to.
New bonds at some point, because...
Oh, do we get one experience per bond?
Yes.
Yes, for bond resolve. And then for me, I had, I know not where Green's Lord is laying, keep an eye on him. I'm going to switch that over to holding him to his promise.
Good call.
Okay.
That I forgot about.
What promise?
Anyone else?
I need to come up with new bonds, but that's
not. Not really.
Yeah.
Jorn still needs to play more important roles in the events to come.
Right. Alignment stuff.
I definitely helped people with magic.
You did?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Directly aided us.
I'd like to anyone to tell, try and tell me that that didn't happen.
I mean, side effects may vary, but you helped people with magic.
Does declaring war on all of Jotunheim in a very public manner count as endangering myself?
Yes.
Sweet.
It seems that Smath now has it out for
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know who Smath is, but he has it out for you.
Or she. Or they, it. We
maybe
they.
Smath yeah. is the. Maybe Smath is on the other side of the book.
Maybe Smath is just an entire race of Jotuns.
Oh, that's man.
Awesome. Yeah, the Smath off.
The Smath, yeah.
I don't know, when I Google it, the first thing that comes up is the S-Math project.
Well, okay, but is it like, is it Smath with a T-H or Smath with like a P-H or an F-F?
S-M-A-F.
S-M-A-F.
Oh, A-F.
That's what I thought,
I thought
it was to begin with.
Math, Smath.
Smath.
Let's see. Socially, mentally, athletically fucked. That's what comes up first. It's an Urban Dictionary word.
Yep. Okay.
So you know what? Good guy to have against you.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Spur others to significant and unplanned decisive action?
Well, it's not like I plan to stop you and try to threaten you within the water cave either, so... Potentially.
Oh, yeah. I feel like mediating between Grim and Hild might count, because she definitely was planning on striking him down and raining heavy justice upon him.
Mm. Fair enough.
Right.
Right. Sasa, did you help something or someone grow?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, Orin is fully grown now.
Hey, Cat. You sure are headbutting me.
Grim, did you shift danger or blame from yourself to someone else?
I did. The Jarl blamed, he scolded Hild for her martial law.
That's true.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one.
He really turned that one around.
That's impressive. Yeah, Grim, you're a slippery motherfucker.
I went to sleep. Night, night.
I think you need to sound the up and up.
Up and up.
Okay. Did we learn something new and important to the world?
I would
oh, yeah.
like to, for my alignment, I tried to deny mercy.
Oh man, she
I
tried so
I almost learned what the void was like.
Actually, no, I'm curious. Alice, what'd you say about denying mercy?
Deny mercy to a criminal or unbeliever? I tried to.
It's for her alignment.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did try to murder a man in the street. For planning to rob people.
I'd say that counts. Attempting to poison her.
I wasn't just putting her to sleep.
She was stressed. I wanted to let her have a nap.
All right. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Smash wants to kill me.
Legit. You have no idea who he is, but...
That's true. I mean, we also learned about the whole book thing a little more.
Yeah, I've shared a lot of information about the book now. We also know there's a map that either Valkyries can't see or only I can.
Hmm. You'll have to show other people later.
Yeah, I was going to say, depending on the ramifications of that, it either means it's somebody separate from the gods, or this is personalized to me.
Okay. Did you overcome a notable monster or enemy?
Grim?
Each other. No.
I'm not convinced you guys have overcome each other.
The travails of travel.
Well, we didn't... So hold on a second. We didn't actually get any kind of credit for converting Orin to... Or
no,
like, changing Orin's goals last session.
Yeah,
did we?
Did.
Okay, we did? All right. In that case, there's nothing to overcome, really.
Yeah, today was just
Orin and I are pals.
Yep, so.
Yeah.
This was very much a social and infighting session.
Yeah. We spent the first half arguing, the second half partying.
And I'm going to not buy that. Did you loot a memorable treasure?
All of the beer. All of it.
No, I don't think we did.
Another birthday.
I tried.
The love of a woman at the foot of her bed.
No, that was just really creepy.
Okay. What greater some people would pay extra for that.
I guess I was going to say, I also learned that Bruin definitely has a fetish for small people or possibly just anything that moves.
I think she's just not getting any, so she wants to get some.
Yeah, she's really kinky. Yeah,
okay.
And one more experience point.
Any last words before I turn the recorder off?
I'm leveling up to 5 in the meantime.
Hey guys, watch this. Oh no, wait, hold on. Rodal's famous last words. Ow, fuck.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Night.
Night.